Oh, buddy, I definitely want myself some tacos this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to stop by our good friends over at Gringos Locos.
Yep, multiple locations. You can go to gringoslocos.com to find out. But there's the downtown location, the original, the Milk District location, the Soto, which is Michigan Avenue location.
Man, Soto's going crazy.
Yeah, the UCF location. They also do catering. You can go to gringoslocos.com.
Two in the Amway, if you're taking in a concert or sporting event, you can get really tasty Mexican food right there at the multiple locations, too, right there in the concourse.
Yep. Also, if you're looking for a quality job, maybe your kid's looking for their first job, check out gringoslocos.com. On the bottom of their page, it says careers. They offer some good incentives and bonuses and stuff for signing up. They're still hiring in locations. Daniel's correct. If you want some tacos, you want some double D's, that dang quesadilla, the mouth hugger burrito.
Well, just the catering. You know, if you're having a party or get together, you know, we're
fantasy football
is coming up, and if you're going to have a party, you can do all kinds of great catering with Gringos. They can even set you up with a couple of people to serve the tacos if you want to be fancy. It is 2022, Tom and Dan's year of fancy. Or if you know you want to save the money and maybe just get extra food, well, you can do it yourself and just keep it a little more private.
Yep, ask for that Tom and Dan discount if you do get that catering. But go have some double D's, get some delicious tacos. It's gringoslocos.com.
Live from the Streamline Mortgage Solutions Studio, it's Orlando's own Tom and Dan.
Whoopee!
Hello, this is your Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan program. We hope that you will find our presentation precise, joke-heavy, and just right. Thanks.
Welcome to the Friday free show of A Mediocre Time.
Let's go! Diddy Friday, it is another A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. I'm Dan.
I'm Tom.
Samantha, our producer's here. Hello, Sam.
Hey, hey, hey.
On the news today, you know him, you love him, and he loves the weekend. It's Ross.
Hey, guys.
With a very easy. Hey, guys. I love it. He's got his kid driving him around now. We'll talk about that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, man. He's made it.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Couldn't you see the power in his Navi tail, his ponytail?
Yeah, I see that.
It's got power in that tail, man.
All you
got
to do is have a kid and raise him for 21 years, and then you can make him drive you around and fetch you drinks.
Oh, yeah. It's easy. So easy. Oh, yeah. Totally easy to do. But welcome to the show, everybody. We got some business to get out of the way. We've got featured merch. Oh, God, really? Is that the feature?
Sub-safe.
Yeah, sub-safe.
Want to keep her sub-safe?
Yeah.
Sub-safe.
Yeah. It's the only thing that we actually sell that will keep your sub safe from children. And if you put your sub in there, you won't have... There have been a lot of instances. We live in Florida where if you don't lock your sub... some kids can get hurt.
Listen, it's a good gift for the fishermen out there, the boater.
It's fucking
stupid. The people
stupid.
Of life, the beach.
It was great. It was great the first time, but it was called a Ziploc bag.
My understanding is that the purpose for the sub safe is the person who's going to have a sandwich in a cooler all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want your bread to get soggy. It keeps the bread.
And smushed.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. That I wasn't even aware of. I'll smush a sandwich. I'll fucking eat it. I don't care. But a soggy sandwich, I'm throwing that to the birds.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
$15 on TomandDan.com.
$15. You can also put your weed in it.
Rare positive spin from Ross.
Yeah, that's what I put my weed in. Like, my sub safe has never had subs in it.
Chex Mix, put it in there.
Only weed.
If you want to be invited to the BDM Beach Party coming up in September.
Got to be a BDM.
Yep. Sign up at TomandDan.com and make sure you're a current BDM. You may think to yourself, I'm not a BDM. Because you don't check because it's $1.95 or $2.95 a month, or you're like, whatever. But you know, you change your credit card or whatever, you're not a BDM, you're not going to get the email invite.
No.
You won't know the details.
And then you'll get all mad and you'll email me, and then I'll email you, and then you'll eventually, and this is 99.9 of them, you'll eventually email me and apologize for being mean to me and yelling at me, and you'll be like, it was my fault the whole time.
Also, thanks.
It's my fault.
Yeah, that sweet old man.
to a new sponsor of the show, Firehouse Pressure Washing.
Yes.
If you need anything pressure washed, firehousepressurewashing.com.
Indeed.
Locally owned by a firefighter.
Are you going to get them to blow the mold off your shower?
No, yeah. Already. Well, not the shower.
That's called fully involved when you get them to do that.
Do they use the fire hose?
No, I mean, well, they use professional pressure washing.
And I pay extra to get them with the fire hose.
You know what sucks is that is the first question I ask them when we met with them.
Will they be shirtless and suspenders?
Yeah, kind of want.
They are beefy.
They are beefy. I met a couple of them.
They're big and beefy, and they're good-looking dudes. I mean, we could say that, right?
Yeah,
are they going to get mad if
I say owner
that?
Is still an active firefighter, so he's not pressure washing your house.
No, but he's a good-looking, beefy man. Yeah. You know, ladies, if you know.
No, they keep those regs up. You got to like be able to run up a flight of stairs with a goddamn steel backpack on. You know, it's not those guys. They keep fat.
Yeah. A man named Shorty would.
How dare you?
I'm just fucking around with
that. Dude, pat Shorty on the back, and if it is not like
he's solid,
he'll beat my ass.
He will.
Yeah, then his gun will fall out of his pants.
Some people have round muscles, Tom. You know.
No. right before the show, Ross mentioned, and this is gonna sound like I'm talking shit, and I promise I'm not.
Because here we go.
We have
unintentional dickhead.
It could go in so many different directions.
Because we have some friends that I think work there.
What's bothering you, unintentional dickhead?
You brought up a radio station just started in town recently and announced their start, right? And like I said,
They flipped.
Yeah, they flipped.
Oh, they flipped.
Yeah,
they
did a format.
It used to be country.
To be like it was like the Quiet Storm all day every day, because I used to put my fucking kids to sleep to 103.1 back in the day.
Oh yeah,
when they needed a little white noise, we'd put on the Quiet Storm.
You put on some R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh no,
what?
Put on a little of that Craig David.
To me though, it's it's like flipping your Pokemon store to a fidget spinner store.
What? Yeah.
So anyway, so my question is, like, when you start this new radio station business, what's the meetings like in the business department of, like, how are they going to make money?
That's all.
In this day and age, I'm just curious.
Same as it ever was.
It's just marketing and stuff. It's just, how are they convincing their
Well, you start with the name of the station. You want something catchy. You want something, you know, that's of the time, right?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about either.
They're going hits. They're playing like hits and what's hot today.
Okay.
So you want a fucking hot today name, Sam?
So it went from 103.1 The Wolf to the new Fly 103.1.
Fly?
They went fly.
I bet you they went fly only because somebody said, wouldn't it be cool if we called it Fly and then our mascot was like a fly? Guaranteed.
Right.
Guaranteed. That's how long. That was the meeting. That's actual audio from the meeting.
Little Fly wearing a trucker hat with a boombox on his wing.
Like a cool fly. Yeah, right. I'm telling you.
Like, fly means cool.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. I'm an old white man.
Yeah. I heard it one time. I was listening to the rap, and I heard him say fly.
Director of programming said there is a clear need for a new music station in Central Florida that reflects the diverse market, all the hottest music, is pop culture driven, and gives away the hottest prizes.
Oh, it's all about the hottest prizes.
Prizes are flying off the shelf.
Now I feel bad. I didn't know it was
what
the
about
wolf.
Spotify? How about Spotify? Hasn't that killed you?
But because I know, because Ross used to yell at me years ago that people still listen to the radio. And,
they do.
And
they do.
And it's popular still. And I know that. But my point being, it's like, all right, your selling point is like, are we playing music? I think they're like playing 10,000.
10,000 songs commercial free in a row.
Yeah,
that's not many when you count overnights.
And I'm like,
you got to do a stunt up front. Once you start, you gotta do something to get the eyes on
make
you.
Name,
do.
Yeah.
You do like an oldie station. What they used to do is they'd play Twist and Shout for 24 hours.
Now that's exactly. Just dumb.
But that's what they would do, you know. Or they wouldn't tell anybody. So if you were coming into town and you were flipping the signal on Fly from the Wolf, you would start out by playing.
Oh, they're gonna play Fly by Sugar Ray 10,000 times.
Sure, but you would do that. You'd play it like 24 hours. You'd start playing Dust Your Shoulders Off by Jay-Z or something, and then people would be like, "Why am I hearing this hip hop? I'm a good old country station." And people are like, "Oh shit, they're flipping formats. Oh my god, Big Frog's been fired."
And then sometimes they do that thing where, like, they do a pretend flip. They'll play, like, you know, they were country, they flipped to classical for, like, 24 hours. Yeah. And they just play classical music nonstop. And then they flip, now we're the Fly.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. They'll do, like, a small joke.
Yeah. Hold on, that's called the Tuttle Talk, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
They went horribly wrong because people are like it.
It's a distraction technique.
They literally, like, we'll put this guy, and people hate it so much, no matter what we put after, they'll like it. And
Tuttle anyway. Tribe Lifetime Card Carrying member right here.
It's the
I love it.
But the thing is, like, your selling point is like, hey, you can listen to a bunch of songs in a row that you want, or like, mm-hmm. you know, we'll play a bunch of,
or and it's I
like,
can choose those songs.
Oh, like, the internet
shit.
Doesn't.
Oh shit.
Well, yeah. If you're too tired to turn on your phone.
Yeah. We've already pre-selected them for you.
I know, and people are gonna get pissed. It's an email like, no. This is my livelihood.
Do
sorry.
They do that?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I was gonna say, people that listen to radio listen to us?
They don't, no, they don't.
Guess what? We're putting the word out there. Right now you're playing 10,000 songs in a row without interruption to get the word out there. We're doing it for you downtown.
Do they have
But I would say, like, is it the songs I want to hear? How do you know what I want to hear? You're disconnected from me. We live in a world where everything is given to me
we
that I want.
We know what you
want to
hear. Like, I can look into your eyes and tell you right now what you want to hear. Look at me. Doja Cat. There you go.
Wu-Tang again?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like, TikTok shows me the videos I want to see. Like, the radio. Yeah. How do you know what I want?
Right.
The internet knows.
Their algorithm's way broader.
Well, they're putting it out. They don't even know.
It's analog internet.
It's like, here's as much of songs that
they're going to the internet and then backwards compatibility. They're like shooting it out analog. They're like, we looked at the internet and this is what the internet says is good, so we put it on a record player. That's what they're doing, right?
I don't know. I wish there's no way to interview someone and not
insult them. Yeah. No, you're
they'd
right.
be like, fuck you.
All of these people. Yeah, we asked them. We're like, come on the show. Like, even people
I'm just that, making fun of your business.
People that still work there are still our friends, and when we talk to them, they're like, yeah. I know. Don't say a fucking word. I get it.
Now, Tom, do you ever open yourself to the possibility that you might listen to Fly and hear like a playlist and hear a song that you've never heard before but you enjoy?
Yes. Now, there is that possibility, but there's other services that already offer that to me, like any Spotify, iTunes Music.
I signed up for Tidal. Like, I signed up for Tidal because I had a free 3 months free code.
And then I can interact with them.
It's great.
And I can push a heart or I can push next. And then that tells them what it uses
You've
AI.
Got some feedback there. Yeah.
It uses an algorithm to figure out which ones I like, which ones I don't, and then curates.
So radio station does the same thing. You just got to call them in and let them know what song. Like, Tom, it's easy.
No, the only way it works.
Like, I'm writing your name down.
To me, the only way it really and truly works is when you have somebody like a Joseph Martin that can weave a tale along with the song.
Yeah.
When you're like a museum.
That I agree with.
When you're like the curator of a museum, like Joseph is, and he can go in there and he can say, okay, so me and Jesse were working with this guy from Drive-By Truckers, and she was doing the voice of blah, 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 on the, you know, and then he will have a story behind it. There's your value. But
the thing is, put that on a podcast so I can listen when I want.
And pause it while I'm pooping. Yeah, I need to be able to pause it when I'm pooping.
Because I do want that.
Yes.
I just want it on demand.
Yes.
Because that's the world we live in.
Yeah. I agree.
Right. Sorry, Fly, I tried.
I hope for the best for them.
Yeah. Onward and upwards. So,
is there like a box full of the Wolf merch I could get, though, real quick? Like, is there a bunch of the Wolf merch I could get?
That in
I
the bet. New, in the yeah. new, no, I'll tell you right now, and if somebody works near there, I'm not goofing. Tell me if I'm right. Regardless, I'll send you a prize. They're in the Fly's prize closet. There is a corner that has all the old Wolf stuff. And they'll either take it out or eventually an intern will roll it out to the dumpster. And they'll waste.
One time I remember
pads.
I was doing a tumbleweed and the Wolf was also doing a promotion on the same site. And there was a bunch of people there for the tumbleweed. And we had a great time. And there was literally nobody there for the Wolf. Like, they just had a trailer set up. They were trying to give away t-shirts. Nobody was even there.
Lone Wolf. Lone Wolf.
I know what that's like.
I was like, how much are they getting paid? Way more than me. So much more than me.
Because that rate never changed. Whether people were there or not, typically got your rate.
You show up instead of you stand there. And you're like, $300.
I mean, when I was conscientious, and I know you guys have heard this before, but when I was conscientious, it sucked not having people there. Later, when I didn't give a fuck, it was awesome. You'd show up and you'd be like, I don't even need to check in. I'm getting my money. I'm just going to sit in the corner and eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
To be fair, the benefit they did provide was like they were getting on the radio every 15 minutes or whatever and being like, we're having such a great time over here.
I know. That's so like, sad.
Pushing people to your event. Yeah.
No, not even that. Just lying that a bunch of people were out there before.
You know what's funny is there back in the day, and Daniel remembers, where you used to have to do live call-ins when there wasn't just a robot playing the shit. Oh, like there was always someone.
You're out at a Toyota lot. Yes. West Colonial.
Oh my God, I'd have to call in. There'd be a board up. There'd be some disgruntled. Normally, it's like some disgruntled dude.
Handicapped person.
Yeah, some disgruntled handicapped person. Thank you for saying that. There's always a disgruntled handicapped person at the board. You'd call in, they'd be like, what the fuck do you want? I'd be like, well, I'm calling in to do my hit at Beepers and Phones. Okay, fucking, you're supposed to call it at 11:15. I'm like, no, my paper says this. There'll always be a problem. They'd be like, okay, I'll put you on hold.
And then you walk over to the bushes to then say, hey, this is Drunky. Am I Beepers and Phones around here? We're giving away hungry hours.
Always.
And then there's nobody around.
You'd walk in the bushes. No, there'd be one person. You'd walk in the bushes to get some quiet because Cena would be there. The person on site would be running the actual radio station.
Old Katrina.
Yeah. They'd be running the radio station, blasting out of the van speakers, but they turn it up so loud and you'd have to walk away from the van so you could make the phone call. You'd walk to the bushes to make the phone call. Cactus Steve would follow you. He'd be talking to you while you're on the phone. He'd be like, shut the fuck up, Cactus Steve.
Yeah. And then you're like, come out to this parking lot and get some food and get some free Legally Blonde DVDs.
Yeah. I got Legally Blonde DVD and I got pizza from Donato's out there. Oh, yeah, come on out.
Yeah. And then you hang up the phone and you sadly walk back to nobody.
Yeah.
And
then just stand there.
And then
you'd answer his question. You'd be like, okay, what'd you say, buddy?
and then there was a point where like you would pre-record the call-ins. And I think this is like...
Okay, they had a button.
Ooh.
I don't think we've ever talked about
because
this.
Because they didn't want to pay for the board op, the disgruntled handicapped person anymore, so they fired him.
Yeah, yeah.
So then you had to
One of them died, and one of them never came back.
So then you pre-recorded your phone calls, which is you went to the production studio, and you put the phone...
There was a button that said telephone. Yeah. You'd hit the button, it would make you sound like you're on the telephone. I can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
You got the telephone
filter,
thing?
Yeah.
You got the button?
Yeah, it's number 16. Let me see if I can get myself the telephone here. If I got...
Hey, what's up? It's Dan. I'm out here at
right?
It's a little telephony. Hey guys, what's up? It's Dan. I'm out here at Beepers and Phones.
So then it became where you just stood there, and then there would be Cactus Steve talking to you, and then your phone call commercial would play, where it's you screaming, "Hey, I'm out here," and then they'd be like, what's happening?
There was a split second where they'd be like, what the fuck?
And then you're like, you're right here, but you're not on the phone.
They didn't think of the obvious, but...
And then I'm like, that's...
Is there another
radio drug? Magic, baby.
And then it still doesn't...
And people still believe that, because right before we left Orlando City, and then we'll start the show in a second, but right before we left Orlando City, there was a listener, you were with me, and he came up to us and he goes, I was just listening to you guys in the car. Where are your mics? And I'm like, oh my God, really?
Couldn't understand.
Like,
was,
I'm like, oh God. And I was like, oh, they're over there. We just put them down. I couldn't bring myself to kill his dream.
And then also,
I couldn't do it.
Have you ever met anybody that's driving and then you heard, hey, I'm going to be out of here? Like, and then there's like, oh, I'm going to deviate my plans of where I'm driving to and go to this place on a whim?
No, I've never.
Don't you have things to do?
That's like, the only way I assume that anybody would ever go to one of those. Like, oh, I'm about to drive by Thurston's. Maybe I'll stop and get a t-shirt or something. You know, like
the only time I ever had anybody say they swung by on the whim was like, hey, I have the kids with me, and you said you had free hungry howies, and I hadn't given them breakfast. So I was just swinging. Like, seriously. And there's nothing wrong with that. I actually applaud that person for using the wasted
pizza. Yeah,
thank you for using the wasted pizza, because the radio station was wasting it. Who the fuck wants pizza at 10:30 a.m. in the morning, standing in it's 105 degrees at a Toyota parking lot? I don't want your fucking... Fuck you. I don't even want to be here.
And the guy feeding his poor kids pizza ain't going to buy a new Toyota.
Hey, you got the cash
on a whim. Where it's like, you know what?
He couldn't afford breakfast.
No, exactly.
I'm going to buy a brand new car today.
So God bless that guy for eating the pizza.
That guy right now being driven around by his kids drunk.
So let's go back to that, Ross. So now,
oh yeah, let's talk. Can we talk about the concert?
Yeah, we absolutely can.
Yeah. So yeah, I want to talk about the concert and your son driving around because that seems like the sweetest deal ever. So the concert. How was the weekend?
Fucking amazing. It was so good.
Was that at Amway?
No, it was supposed to be at Amway like last March, but then he did the Super Bowl in Tampa. And proved that he can sell out stadiums. I mean, not that that was, you know, a sellout for him, but he proved he could do a stadium show. So he immediately canceled his entire tour and then rebooked everything in the stadiums. That's why I had to go to Tampa to see him.
Gotcha.
Wow. So you had already had tickets when it was booked.
I did.
And were you bummed originally when he canceled, or did he let you know?
A little bit.
Or was he like, hey, I'm making this bigger?
Well, I was happy for him that he was able to do that, but I was a little bit bummed that I wasn't going to be able to like literally walk to the venue instead of having to drive 2 hours to fucking Tampa to see it.
True. And, like, walking to see somebody that you really want to see would...
Just down the street,
also,
the pretty awesome.
Inside air conditioning.
That kind of played into it.
Not going to get rained on.
So we leave about, like, 3 p.m. to head to Tampa for what is billed as a 6:30 show, right? Mm. And I've been seeing online, he's starting about 3 hours late.
Oof.
So I know what we're in for, but I want to get there. I want to park. I want to get my merch. Get something to eat, figure out where the bars are and everything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we got there. We get to Tampa. Well, we're driving. It's my minivan. You guys know. No AC.
God bless that van. Whoa, is unkillable, God. Dude, right?
Yeah.
I love that van. It. That thing is fucking awesome.
So we're buzzing to Tampa. Window's down.
Hell
and
man.
The driver's window, my kid's driving, of course, operates via Swiss Army knife because the button is broken on it. So
we say unkillable, but it is currently being killed.
You can hang on the long, lose a lot of toes. You can lose a lot of toes to diabetes and still be alive.
That's true. But not that long.
So my kid's driving. He's got the he's figured out how to get the window down, but up is a little bit trickier with the old Swiss Army knife, especially while you're driving. So we're heading to Tampa, and the whole time we're like driving into like what is obviously going to be a massive storm at some point. And so, you know, the road turns a little bit this way. We're driving right into it. The road turns a little bit that way. It's like, well, we might miss it. So we did. And by the way, I'm drinking champagne and just blazing joints. This is it's so fun.
Fucking awesome.
So fun. It's amazing. And,
this is the life. I don't think Maisie will ever do this for me.
You'll get there. I got the show playlist. I put a Spotify playlist together of the set list of the show. So that's what we're listening to on the way in.
Okay.
Blazing, drinking, listening to the show.
Okay, you knew one of my questions.
Ross is a fucking party dad now.
I was going to ask you if you were going to listen to the person that you're going to see before you go and see them. I am a big fan of that. A lot
the
of people don't like that.
Set list of the show, Dan.
A lot of people don't like that. I think me and my wife have even had some arguments before about like what you listen to on the way to see that person. I'm a big fan of if you're going to see whomever, you listen to them on the way to the concert.
And Sam, it's been the 90s since I've been to a concert, so I'm backed up. You know, I got a lot of partying to get out of here.
This is the 90s?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You missed 20 years.
Yeah. I'm ready to go now.
I probably 25 years.
It was probably either like Korn or Beck in Athens.
Yeah.
That was the last concert you went to?
Yeah, probably. One of those two,
God,
for sure.
Beck is a good choice, though. Yeah,
Korn was a good show, too. Limp Bizkit opened, they fucking sucked. I hated Limp Bizkit.
Oh,
and then,
man.
Well, I just hated them. I thought they were fucking... They had this song called Can't Nobody Do It Like a Biscuit.
Oh, I remember, like, record scratch. You've mentioned that multiple times, so that has had to have angered the shit
so
out of
me. But anyway, so we get to the venue, right? And we're in the Raymond James area. And so we start to see like yard parking. And we're about a mile out.
Oh,
we see like $10 lot. You know, we get to like a half mile. We see $20 lot. I'm like, okay, see how this is going.
I've been fucked so many times on yard parking.
We found one with an old granny out front.
Good.
Old granny out front, holding $30 sign up. I'm like, I'd seen like $70 maybe to park at the venue. I was like, let's park it. We're like a block and a half from the venue. I was like, let's do it. So we park.
Not bad.
And it seems like a family affair. It's all in somebody's yard, bunch of kids working it in Dago vests. So
a lot of times there's like a church. And sometimes I feel better when I'm like, I don't know. I know that's like bullshit, but like if it's like kids working it and then there's some like grandpa running it and it's like a church, I don't know. It makes me feel better about it.
This, I don't know a lot about Tampa, but this area seemed to be like a lot of residential right up to Raymond James. And it seemed like you were either like doing the parking lot thing or pissed that all this was going on.
Really?
It seemed like one or the other.
Is there like a huge helping of gentrification going on? And
not
like,
that I saw, but maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if what they're doing around there. I don't know Tampa at all.
Here's the thing. parking people, I don't need you to wear a construction vest. Like, you could just stand there.
That's for their safety.
Yeah, it is for their safety.
No, but it's also to signify that they are in charge of parking. Like, right. It's a uniform type of deal.
So you would be okay if they're just sitting there and, like, no shirt.
Or just a regular street clothes.
Okay. You know, all right.
If you're standing at the front of the grass square.
You think it's implied.
Yeah. Like, you know, I will just pay you for a parking. You don't have to do the construction vest. I'm just saying. All
right,
go ahead.
So we're like a block and a half away. It starts to drizzle a little bit, right? And so we're walking up to Raymond James Stadium. And as we can hear, like, loudspeakers as we're walking up. And it's kind of windy. Like, you can see, like, it's about to storm or whatever. Over loudspeakers at Raymond James is an announcement like, extreme weather imminent. Return to your vehicle and seek shelter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
And we're like, no way we're going back to the fucking AC-less van and sitting there. Like,
I'm down for an adventure. Champagne daddies.
So we get up to we get there, and we walked up to like the VIP entrance right away. And if we would have gone left, our entrance is like 100 feet that way. We accidentally go right. And so we're like, we're going through like player parking kind of, and like all these entrances that we can't get into. And security looks tight at all these entrances. There's guys with like wands, well, and there's dudes with their arms folded.
People with guns have been using them.
So we kind of walk up and around far enough, and it's getting worse and worse weather, like, as we're going. It's starting to rain a little bit. And we get to where you're going in, like the tickets we have will get us in. And the metal detector guys have abandoned post because they're out in the weather. They've just buzzed off.
Oh, yeah,
there's
just
people pouring through metal. Everybody's sitting up the metal detector.
Oh, my God.
Literally,
it's anarchy.
I could have brought 100 guns into Raymond James Stadium last night. No fucking problem.
I shouldn't be laughing at that. But you know I love it when things go wrong. So they're not there. They've abandoned post, and people are just...
There's a line of like 25 metal detectors, not one fucking person at them. And there's people pouring through them, just setting off the metal detectors. Because they're not emptying their pockets. They got their keys and fucking shit.
Because it's raining.
Probably only one in three of them is a gun. Who knows, you know, but...
But also, I do like the people that are stationed at the metal detectors do, like, they go... You go through the metal detector, and they have the wand. And then as they're giving you the wand, I do think, how much have you been trained on this wand? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Probably.
What are we looking at here?
I mean, I can't imagine more than 5 minutes.
You know what I don't understand?
I think they just gave it to you.
And this has happened multiple times, and it happened last weekend when I went to H2O Live, that water park. When I'll walk through, like, my family will walk through and nothing will happen. I'll walk through, and I don't know if it's my Apple Watch or something, and it'll buzz. And then the guy will be like, you're good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, hold on a second. How do you know if I'm good or not?
Like, they don't know. Like,
that's what I mean. They don't know. They're just like, yeah, you're good. Like, what do they mean by that? Like, how do they know? I don't know, call me a simple man, but you walk through and it buzzes, that means I've got something I shouldn't have on me.
I feel like it's more to ease everybody's tension. Like, we got the things.
He's good. Perfectly fine.
When everybody just knows, like, it's random, I guess.
You know, like, your ground scanner metal detector can tell you, like, maybe that's a penny, probably, or like a nickel. You know, like, it gives you, like, a little range of what it probably is.
Right.
They probably, on the wand, it says, like, gun or not gun is what I'm based on the intelligence level.
Oh, like, really easy.
Yeah, it's like you just it'll buzz. There's the metal, and there's a little light on there that says gun or not gun.
Yeah. Belt. Okay, we're good.
Exactly.
So everybody abandoned post.
Next level of security is the lady scanning tickets, and this.
Oh, they're usually old.
Confrontation of the week here. This lady is like 65. She's trying to. Ticketmasters are very upfront about you have to have your phone with you. You can't print shit out. You can't bring a ticket. There's no fucking tickets anymore. It's all on your phone.
Yeah.
So I got the Ticketmaster app up, and I got my to the little barcode they need to scan. And the lady is very insistent on some. I think she was horizontal. She's like trying to make it horizontal and scan it, and it's just not working. And so like. She's like, I'm sorry, sir. It's not working. And I like take it kind of vertical, and I go, and it goes beep, and it goes green. It literally was like, and it said go. And she's like, all right, that's one. And I'm like, okay, good. And then she took my phone back and went back to horizontal.
Mm.
And so anyway, we got through that. And
it's fucking.
This is the point where it's really raining. Like, it's fucking pouring. And so we kind of have to go through like 50 feet of torrential downpour to get in. Get in. The stadium's divided like into east and west halves, kind of. And like, you know, they got the Buccaneers.
Ship at the north
end, and then there's nothing much going on at the south end.
Yeah.
So we get in, we're on the wrong side. And so,
well,
and
they go all the way around.
They got the north end and the south end blocked off. Like, I'm like, how do we even fucking get through? You can't, it turns out. So, like, we kind of abandoned finding our seats for a minute to see if that gets sorted out. Get in line for merch. The line for merch is as long as Raymond James and then double back. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, concerts now, when you go, it's like, you got to get there early and almost decide. Yeah, like a lot of people go like, I'm so going early for merch because I'm going to get in the line and get my merch and then run it back to the, you know, car or whatever, you know.
What's the weekend shirt going for nowadays?
It's funny, the two opener shirts were priced at $100.
$100 a shirt?
Oh my God.
For the openers.
Fuck.
Who are the openers?
We'll get to that in a second. So the two opener shirts priced at $100, and then the weekends were like, 70, like 50, I think, for a regular tee, maybe 70 for a long sleeve.
Okay.
And then there's like a hoodie at maybe like 90, 100, something like that.
That is insane to me, right?
Hat, I know 35 for like for a trucker ass mesh hat. It's cool, okay. Nice hat, but like just a trucker hat,
right?
Yeah, that cost them $1.50 to print.
And then I was telling Dan a couple lanyards, like I think $25 each that I'm regretting I didn't get.
Yeah, I am a sucker for little concert thingies. I like it.
I brought a pocket full of cash and I was ready to buy a bunch of shit, and then they were like card only, and I was like, fuck, my wife will see this.
Yeah, yeah, I know that pain.
When did they up the...
Cash is not king. Like, that used to be the thing, man. I've been burned so many times. Or I'll bring cash for a punk rock show, you know, something over at Will's, and they'll be like, I'm sorry, man, we're square only. Yeah. I'm like, I don't fault you, but damn.
Gordon Ramsay fish chips down on iDrive, dude. They're a fucking business with a fucking storefront, and they're no cash. They won't take it. They won't touch it.
Can you buy... You could buy a weekend shirt online, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can... Now, here's the thing, Tom.
Maybe not that one.
But there's... Yeah, their tour shirt is only... At the venue.
A lot of them are.
And that's why they sell it for $100.
You can go on Amazon and get a Starboy shirt on a beefy tee. No problem for like $10-15.
Okay.
If you want EXO merchandise, it's tagless. It's a specialty printed tag. It's not like they got a beefy tee and put, you know, the logo on this to sell it on tour. He's got like a little sort of t-shirt line that he does. And so you've seen me come in before. I ordered off the website when the album came out. I ordered a couple of Don FM t-shirts.
Yeah.
Same deal. Same tag, you know, pressed. Real nice bags. I brought the box in and showed Dan.
Yeah, it's cool.
Comes in a fancy fucking box. Real nice bags and stuff.
It's like the fit and the finish, you know? Like, he knows what he's doing.
He doesn't fuck around when it comes to merch.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I didn't even feel bad. Like, $70 for a long sleeve. I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll do it.
Yeah, if it's something you enjoy, man, I'm big on that. You know, like, if it's a band you like or something, like, especially music, because, like, I don't know. I've bought a lot of Run the Jewel stuff. You know, before, and it's, sometimes I guess some people would think it's overly priced, but I love it.
With the stadium concert, because the last stadium concert that we went to see was Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
And
that was good.
At Camping
really good.
World. But I noticed, like, we got shit seats all the way in the far away.
Yeah, you're at Camping World.
And then I'm just watching the giant Jumbotron screens.
Yeah.
Like, I'll snap out of me like, oh shit, they're alive. You know, but just sitting there watching the screen.
I do that with sports, though.
And it's like, this is weird. Like,
even Orlando City Stadium, I'll watch the, you know, because I'm old. Yeah. You know, like, I don't wear my glasses there, you know, I probably should.
Well, they're tiny, yeah. They're so, I mean, it's so gigantic that you end up watching the Jumbotron, because at least you could see the person, you could see the details. If not, you're looking at the stage, it's a tiny ant, you know, you really can't tell the details. So then you do think, like, man, like, I'm just watching a TV in a shit stadium right now. Like,
that's why I'm always big on, hopefully, the sound is good.
Yeah,
you know, and in that concert, the sound was whoever was mixing Camping World for Guns N' Roses and the Cult. The Cult sounded awesome. They were really, but whoever mixed it did a great job, because you're right. If that had been mixed poorly, that would have been worth going to.
And, you know, I understand it's about the experience. It's not just...
Yeah, but still, it's got to sound good, or, like, I'm with you. It's at some point, you're just like, I could have stayed at home and listened to both Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 on, like, you know, CD.
On your record player.
Yeah, on my record player and get better fidelity, sure.
So, was the show good?
So, we get merch, get a hot dog. We try, and then we get back to trying to get to our seats. And for whatever, we came in on the
$15
wrong...
$15 hot dog?
I forget. I wasn't even paying. It's all cards.
That's about attention. Right. Yeah. God, that hurts my soul. $15 for
it definitely was a 4-digit hot dog. So we're kind of near the north end, so we kind of get up there, and there's just this mass of humanity up there, and I can't quite tell if anybody's going or not. So we did that move where you like kind of just bounce your way through a crowd who doesn't want to like let you through.
Yeah.
And then we did get to like a barrier. You couldn't get like through the north end. So we tried going up, can't go down. Try going to the south end. It's blocked off too.
Was there a special entrance for your ticket? Or
yeah, we should have gone to the other fucking side of the stadium and come in different
So that
gates.
One to the left when you were first.
But there's also thousands of people in the same situation at this point. So we ask a cop and he's like, yeah, go to the north end. I was like, sir, we were just there. He's like, they just opened it. And goddamn if they hadn't just opened it. Like, we should have just stood there like fucking idiots. So we're like in kind of a line. And this is my kid. I don't know if he did this as a joke or not, but I came back with a pretty hard dad joke, I feel like.
All right.
We're in this just mass of humanity doing that show slow like shuffle. It's like everybody's kind of like, you know, fanning out. And my kid leaned over and whispered in my ear. He goes, monkeypox is transmitted by human to human contact. I come back. I'm like, well, how much fucking monkeypox is there even? He goes, 3,000 cases in Orlando. And I go,
really?
I go, good thing we're in Tampa.
That's solid.
So we get to our seats, and it's like it's set up. There's like a long stage down the middle of the field, right? And like at the one end, there's you can see like he built a whole little city. It's fucking cool. And then there's like a long stage. And then at the very end, kind of where we're sitting, like there's a little diamond shaped square stage. And we right away, we're like, oh man, when he comes to there, that's for us, you know? And we ended up having pretty decent seats. We were like in the lower bowl, but kind of at one end of the state. We're kind of north end, non pirateship adjacent. And pretty good seats overall. I did get a little bit pissed. I saw online somebody bought tickets day of on the floor for $48 a pair. But, like, I never would have been able to wait is the only issue. Right. So, like, yeah, that would have never happened.
Yeah, I mean, like that's like when people say, like, I flew to, you know, Italy, and I only paid $100 round trip. And I'm like, yeah, because you had your bag packed and you're ready to go.
Right.
You know,
like,
I
and can't it's like do- a random yeah. Tuesday at 3 a.m.
I'm
or
not
something.
Single. I can't do that. You know, I got a family. And
you know, there is, I feel,
crazy deals,
a good opportunity now because I feel now more than ever people are canceling their events last minute. Like my wife just had to do it with Chris Rock.
Chris Rock tickets.
Like
yeah.
Because I got COVID and the whole, you know, family, she was like, I can't go.
And she's Team Will Smith, too. So
I feel like a lot of people are in that situation where they're like sick last minute and they sell their tickets like more than ever. I remember Bushy when I went to the Super Bowl that time, like his whole plan was to buy tickets last minute.
Yeah, scoop them up.
It just got it got messed up because the damn Green Bay and Steelers, their fan base bought all the scalp tickets.
Yeah.
So then everybody, he was like, yeah, last minute, people are scalping tickets for cheaper than you could have ever bought them. So I feel like you could do that.
He's like 14 years old now, isn't he?
We never knew what even happened to Brett Bushy. We have no idea.
Weekend's been selling out, though. Like, most of the shows have been sold out. I was kind of surprised Tampa didn't sell out. I'm kind of not surprised Tampa didn't sell out. But so let's talk about the opener, Tom.
Yeah, please.
So the
$100
opener,
t-shirt openers.
It was supposed to be Doja Cat. And I was
fucking
psyched. Yeah. That was going to be an awesome fucking show. She got, like, vocal polyps or something and had to get surgery.
God.
Canceled her whole summer. Canceled all her tour, weekend tour, the whole thing. So this guy, Art, it's three different people. But here in Tampa, it was supposed to be this guy, Mike Dean, who apparently is, like, a synth DJ or something. Not familiar.
Mike Dean.
And then there's this lady singer called Katiandra, I believe is how you say her name, was supposed to perform. I say supposed to perform, so I'm giving you a little hint. So, like, at some point, torrential fucking, like, while we're in line for merch, it is literally hurricane strength rain. Like, something's blowing in off the bay that is just wiping shit out. It's fucking right. Amazing. It's a downpour, for sure. And they had, like, people squeegeeing the fucking floors and stuff. It was amazing. And so, I don't know, we get to our seats, we're sitting there for a while. I'm going to say it was like 7:38. The guy comes out on stage. I'm not even going to say DJ because I don't know who the fuck he was. He didn't introduce himself.
Mike Dean?
I don't fucking know, Dan. He didn't say, hey, guys, I'm Mike Dean, the replacement for Doja Cat.
He forgot to introduce himself.
He comes out and he opens with, hey, guys, all my shit got soaked in the rain, so I'm just going to be playing stuff off a laptop. It's going to look like I'm checking my emails, but I'm playing some music for you here to set the vibe. And everybody's like, okay.
He was an honest man.
He kind of like clicks on his computer for a second. He goes, Tampa Bay, are you ready? Like, he goes into DJ mode. Like, and then he starts playing some music. Doesn't introduce himself.
But then
doesn't
he does
say
check his emails. You saw it up on the screen.
He does a protracted like TikTok or something. There is a long like, hey, I'm here in Tampa Bay, open it for the weekend. Like TikTok happening while his fucking computer's just playing music. And so this is a, like, again, I'm describing a dude by himself on stage playing with a laptop, but on the screens behind him is like a lady, a video of a lady dancing, and it says Catiandra in the screen. So I'm very, again, this guy didn't introduce himself.
Yeah, yeah, like, where's Catiandra?
The videography for what appears to be like the second opener is playing, and it's very confusing as to what is happening. So I go take a piss. Like, I'm like,
too, yeah.
I'm going to get ready for the weekend. I'm going to go clear my fucking bladder out.
I'm going to pass Wilson.
I'm sorry. Rest in peace.
Good morning. No, it's a comedy show, alive. For the love of God. Making jokes.
Could you imagine playing in a stadium just music on your laptop? It's insane.
I cannot.
So I go take a piss, and I'm like, while I'm pissing, I think I hear the Weeknd story. I'm like, obviously. Obviously,
yeah.
Of course. So, but I'm like, I'm fucking getting this piss out. I got to. So I piss, and I get it all out, and I come out, and I run to my seat, and no, it's just that guy has ceased playing, and like there's some other like ambient music going on, and then for like the next hour, roadies break down the little mini stage that he was playing on his computer from.
Oh wow, yeah, it was pretty advanced mini stage.
It was like four like graphite ramps or something up to like a square with a table at the top.
So something was missing.
God only knows what was supposed to happen during this guy's set, but like they had a very elaborate stage set that they had to break down that this man just literally clicked. Maybe 15 minutes.
It's weird.
And then the other lady, Catiandra, I don't know where the fuck she was. I didn't see her ever. Maybe while I was pissing, she did a song, but I don't think so.
That is weird, because you would think that would be like one of the most premier opportunities for an up-and-coming artist that would not be pissed away.
Opening a stadium show for the weekend.
Like, it wouldn't be flippant. Even if it rained, you'd try to figure out a way to do
something. Even if shit was all fucked up.
Yeah, I'll figure out something, you know? Like, that's a lot of people to miss out being in front of.
Yeah.
Were they a tour ad, or were they a local ad for the tour?
No. There's, like I said, there's three different people and just various shows. It's mixtures of the different three, so.
That's wild. Again, it's odd that because like a stadium is the biggest platform for any entertainer, right? Like once you've reached stadium, you are the top.
Yeah, it's the hardest to do too.
And so anybody opening for the weekend, you would think this is an insane opportunity to.
Yeah. Well, you always hear about it. You always hear about like you'll hear like NSYNC opened for I'm trying to think of whom Boyz II Men. On a stadium or something. You know, like, you always hear
Limp
about...
Limp Bizkit famously opened for Korn and sucked.
Yeah, well, you always hear about, like, the band. Oh, yeah, they took us on their stadium tour, and it really helped us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
So, it is like, what could have gone wrong that the rain... I mean, like, you know, you are a DJ, and your equipment, I feel like, could be... sheltered from the rain.
It's or not just don't put it out there, right? If it's raining.
A school bus. We're like, we can't get it inside. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it should be in some boxes that could be put under a small
room. Was there any worry?
Was this a black man that was the DJ?
I think so.
That's Kay Trinata.
That's Kay Trinata.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't think Mike Dean performed.
Mike Dean goes.
That's a white dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again,
I thought I had saw some when I saw the announcement of the replacements. I thought I had saw Catriona, and I thought that was maybe I just thought it was a lady's name.
Right,
so.
It does look like a lady's
name. Sounds like a lady's name, Catriona.
So that guy played Mike Dean Ghosted, but again,
Canadian electronic artist.
He didn't announce
himself.
Yeah,
the electronic world is strange to me. I enjoy some of the music, but I don't understand the people, like, or what they are, or who they are. Or...
There was nothing. It seemed fine,
yeah,
but like
fine.
There was nothing to attach to about
right.
it. Like, I didn't know who the guy was.
Yeah,
like
right. The performance aspect of like electronic music for me is where it like almost disconnects. I love the music,
yeah,
but when I see them performing it, I'm like, I don't really know what's even happening right now. I wish there was something else. Like, get a dancer,
and maybe that's what shut him down. Like, he couldn't have his lights and everything, so he's just. Like, I don't even
maybe
know
so.
Do it.
And I feel like there was a time where if you were doing a stadium show or even an arena show, like if you were Britney Spears, like you would have damn near the level of Cirque du Soleil performers either dancing or swinging. You know what I'm saying? Like you would put on a ridiculous
elaborate show.
Even Tom hired go-go dancers. I'm serious. I mean, like even you hired dancers for one of our events. We had like girls up there and wacky flailing inflatable arm tube men.
Yeah, because I was just like, hey, there's going to be, you know, people here. We have to entertain them. Yeah. Like, we have to do something.
Like even when SPK was performing, he had people pass out Confederate flags to wave in the crowd so they'd have something to look at.
And then the boss tells them, this is all just... Yeah.
And the boss was like, that was great. They loved it. They love you. Yeah.
It's all about the good time.
It's all about the fun.
But it's like, even Snoop Dogg would get an old Impala with the electric engine to drive out here.
Yeah, you're right.
And then with the hydraulics.
Or Busta Rhymes is standing on a tiny stage smoking a joint in the middle of the crowd.
They're like, hey, we got to do something more than just stand
Tommy
here with
Lee's,
a computer.
Tommy Lee's drum kit is swirling in a circle.
There's like too many people here. You have to do
and
something.
And the weekend, this guy's not known for not putting on a show.
I'm sure he was pissed that... Things fell
Isn't
apart.
The weekend like Mr. Spectacle? Like you would think
he was supposed to have three opening acts. By the way, I don't know why you got screwed on two of them.
Probably the rain. Sounds like the rain.
No, we haven't gotten to the weekend show yet
because
you get it all during that. But so real quick, the makeup of the crowd. I was startled. I don't know, like 75% like teen girls.
Really?
Girls under the age of 20 for so many.
Would it surprise you to know that Maisie loves the weekend?
Yes. He's singing about cocaine and sex.
But they don't know that.
They don't know that.
You know how much shit I was listening to as a kid? I had no idea what
exactly.
I'll tell you right now, with her and her little dancing girl crew, where they got their little Crocs and they're all basic and they got their little fucking, what do you call them, puka shell necklaces and Crocs on, they think the weekend is amazing.
You should have told me. I would have taken fucking Maisie when I was looking for somebody to take.
She'd be very well behaved.
He also performed at the Super Bowl, and that brings a pretty big audience to you, you know.
And the other thing I was happy to see was that apparently Comedy Central has stopped rerunning PCU because everybody was wearing the weekend shirts. Everybody was wearing the weekend shirt. There was no not wearing merch to the show.
I like that.
The people who didn't show up with the shirt bought a shirt and put the fucking shirt on.
Yeah, that seems to have worked its way out. I see more people at shows now representing the bands that they like.
I wonder if the transition, because you would never really see it at shows or you'd get made fun of, right?
Yep.
But podcast events, everybody always wears, and that's for any podcast, not just Tom and Dan. Like, if I go to a podcast event, everybody's rocking their shit.
Yeah.
And it's because
I wonder why,
like,
that changed.
I think the mentality of
hey, you're a fan too kind of thing.
But also, you're buying merch to support the artist, and you want to show
us,
them
one
that.
Of us.
So it's like, so it used to be like you don't wear the band shirt to the concert
because
that
makes tacky
it
or
made, made you uncool.
Jeremy Piven said one unfunny line in a fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I feel like back in the 90s, there was a disconnect that you were actually supporting the band by buying their shirt. It was kind of like you were supporting the record label, because they made all the money from you.
That's true.
And so now it's a lot more everybody kind of makes the money from the merch. And so
we know that. Like when they tell us, like sometimes we're even okay with like, oh, well, this shirt's a little more expensive. And we're like, well, yeah, they're getting that money because their record label fucks them. People think that way,
Well, and now there's no record label.
Right.
And Mojo just gives away shirts.
They're awesome.
So the weekend starts, and it's fucking amazing. Like, there's a whole cityscape on the stage, and it all changes during the show.
Does he dance? I was talking to Sam this morning about that. Is he perform? Like, how does he...
He doesn't like do a Michael Jackson or nothing, but he does
He'll
a little
bop
dancing.
Around, right? Yeah, yeah. He's not like doing choreography.
Does he act? Does he have like different entrances he goes through on the stage? Or?
There's like the main stage kind of up front at the non-pirate ship level end of the stadium, north to south on your radio dial. I never knew why they did that. Like, I don't give a shit.
I've heard that before.
I don't give a shit what cardinal direction you're facing while you're calling the game. Like,
just tell me the fucking score.
And by the way, my radio dial is set up east to west. You fucked up.
You don't know my radio dial.
So the weekend's down at the south end on the stage, and there's a stage, and there's like a, like I said, it's a cityscape, and it starts out looking like a little wooden city. Kind of looks like New York, but like out of wood.
Yeah.
And like at different points during the show, maybe it's like a dystopian. There's like fire shooting out.
Oh, so he can
smoke
change
coming
it.
Through. And then at one point, like all this background lights up, and there's a futuristic city like going on. Fucking awesome stage show. And I was telling Dan, like I've been looking at pictures from other tours, and the dude brings a full size fucking moon with him. This giant moon, Tom, that takes
like like a real moon.
They take up half the stadium that is photorealistic. It looks exactly like the moon. And when he started, I was looking around. I was like, oh, shit, Tampa Bay couldn't fit the moon in here, I guess. That's kind of fucked up, but whatever. And at a certain point, I was like watching the weekend, and I look over, and the fucking moon was there.
And they wheeled the moon out?
No, I think it's inflatable, but it is like at a point where I was drunk, but like, at a point where I didn't notice the moon happen. It was there.
It's like when Andrew and I were in the airway, and I'm sitting there, and I had taken too many edibles, and I am crocked to the bejesus, and Katy Perry is flying around on a cupcake, and I was like, what the fuck? You know, it's pretty awesome, like, seeing a show on an edible, but there are only certain performers, and The Weeknd is one of these guys, where those are the guys, I really like those type of shows. I love intimate punk rock shows, I love Will's Pub, I love small shows. But I also like the spectacle
shows.
Yeah,
awesome,
I love a sucker. I'm a sucker for a Super Bowl.
We were talking about
show.
Ghost just before the show too, and it's not a huge stadium show, but it is pretty elaborate.
It's a production.
Yeah,
and The Weeknd is not going to disappoint. He's going to come out there. He's going to be a bandage. He's going to be an old man. The moon comes flying in. He's going to like.
He
I like
started
that.
In that mask that he's been wearing That's lately. Cool. And at the beginning, I was like, "Is he doing a fucking who are those two DJs that wore masks that just broke up?
Daft Punk.
Is he doing a Daft Punk where it could be like literally anybody?" Under that fucking mask, and maybe we're like, you know, he's in somewhere on the beach or something, and then like halfway into like the second or third song, he takes the mask off. Everybody went fucking.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, it's all like I love now, the pacing of it. I love that because I mean it's no different than like a joke in the pacing of that, or like you know he knows exactly how to reveal the right things to get the pops. I
built a great set list. It was pretty much every song I would have wanted to hear off of Don FM and a bunch of old stuff.
Probably
that was
all
really
the hits.
Good too.
Yeah. Like now, the dreadlock days when he had the...
There was some Kiss Land in there. Yeah.
And then your son drives you home.
Oh, dude, you're a king.
Yeah, that's the sweet part.
That
it's
is.
Like, you know, now you get all the luxury of the, you know, designated driver, but it's not your wife yelling at you that you're too drunk. <That's> it's so your
awesome.
Son.
Yeah.
And your son's not going to say anything.
We did have to find this Meemaw's yard first, and that was a little bit of an effort. It looks different in the dark after, after
oh,
three,
you
or four,
drop a pin.
Three or four double Jim Beam and club sodas.
And they're not there.
Different.
And they're not there with the construction vest at the end.
No.
Like, telling
no.
Once the show starts, they take off running.
Yeah, it is 100% the angry neighbors at this point. It is all the neighbors who've chosen not to make $30 a car by ruining their grass, and they're upset about it.
That's one of the reasons why I hate yard parking, is that I've been burnt. When I said that earlier about being burned, and it gives me anxiety even thinking about it right now. It makes me nauseous.
Yeah, I don't like doing it either.
Well, here's what I hate.
When I can avoid
it. I like the price, $30, right? Oh, man, I'm saving a bunch of money. This is great.
But you better hope it's their actual yard.
There have been two times.
Right?
Well, no, this is what happened. There have been two times when my car's there, and Andrea and I walk back to the car a little early because, you know, I'm an old man, and we can't get out. And we have to
double parked.
And we have to wait until every other person either returns or doesn't because they're drunk.
You know what? That didn't occur to me, but they did. We were coming in, and they were like, no block-ins.
Yeah.
So these people had like a system where you would not be blocked in.
Oh, my God. God bless them for having a system, because over there by, well, it was the Citrus Bowl. I can't remember what Warped Tour it was, but we had to wait.
Oh, Warped Tour was some of
the
worst.
We had to wait for a couple hours for some people to come back. So we just actually, we left, we came back to leave, and we couldn't leave. So we're like, we got to go back. So we went back in, walked around. I'm bitching and complaining.
Dude, last Warped Tour, we just Ubered there and back. It was so much better.
It's just better that way.
Yeah, you're right.
Smart.
Well, you know, back in the day, we didn't have that option.
Of course, yeah.
I was parking Citrus Bowl adjacent one day in a yard, and on the way out, I noticed it would be real easy just to close a gate, and they could have my car forever. I was so terrified.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, what should we do? Should we do some?
Let's call my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Or maybe she can run by. I'll text her and see if she can run by. I have an interesting story about us dog sitting for Tyrone, the West Highland Terrier. The name of the band is Bishop's Green. The name of the song is Waiting. We'll be back with more A Mediocre Time momentarily. 1-844-TOMNDAN for last minute voicemails.
GuardianWaterServices.com. BDM owned. They do a lot for Yellow Brick Road Foundation.
Oh, yeah, our buddy Josh. How long has he owned the company now? I mean, a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been in business.
They've been a sponsor of ours for 7 years now.
God, it feels like almost 10. But yeah, Guardian's awesome. We have conditioning systems in our homes. We have RO systems, actually. Yeah. You can get a full conditioning system in your house using the Westinghouse brand. Tried and true. They've been in the business for an extremely long time. Yeah. And the reason I like the RO is I do a ton of cooking, and I've now spoiled my family to the point where I can use no other water. Tap water just will not cut it.
Yep.
And if you taste it, you will actually taste the difference in the way this water. It's so pure. The kids call it smooth water.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to buy any filters and the Brita filters and all that bottled water.
It's a pain in the butt.
You got a tap right next to your tap on your sink. It gives you pure RO water.
Yeah, as much as you want. Like, even you had to one-up me. You chilled it out so you get ice-cold water right out of the fridge.
I have to use it for some of my plants because they're sensitive.
I got to get RO system because my little baby plants.
I have to use it for
veal plants.
Because the chlorine is too harsh without it being RO. And also, like Daniel said, the full conditioning system, it'll save your appliances, save all your fixtures, your piping in your house. To get your whole house replumbed is a crazy expensive.
Oh, extremely expensive.
If you get that RO system, you're not going to have the calcium buildup that causes those type of issues. And also, you'll save money on soaps. And just talk to them. They come to your house and they can test your water, see how bad it is. I know a lot of people are on well water. They have to get the full conditioning system.
Yeah. They get that egg water.
Yeah. Talk to Josh from Guardian Water Services.
Butt farts.
Yep. It's guardianwaterservices.com.
Welcome back to A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. I am Dan.
I'm Tom.
Sam, do you remember the band Armor for Sleep?
I do.
That is that band. The name of the song is How Far Apart. I don't know what happened to him, but all I do is look at the folder when it says, like, new singles. They come across my desk, and I go, oh, that sounds decent. Let's play that.
I think they're opening Fly Fest. Fly 103.1.
Fly! What is Fly? Where are we at? Are they seven? They have 7,000 more songs left, guys. Yeah, 7,000 more.
Up next, Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird, I Want to Fly Away.
I really like
Fly
that
103.1.
Song. What happened to Nelly Furtado?
She was just at that festival in Canada with old Drake. Drake brought her out on stage.
I feel like she fell off after...
Got sick.
She did the Promiscuous song.
I don't even remember that one.
Do you remember that
song?
With Timbaland. I feel like
Promiscuous girl. Yeah, that's a good song.
And he'd be like, Promiscuous girl. Because he'd always have to sing on the song, too. And we'd be like, please stop.
And put a baby noise in the background.
Yeah. That was Aaliyah.
Yeah.
And they'd be...
Promiscuous girl.
Some say I'm Orlando's Timbaland. I've been called that before.
So we have a bunch of emails piling up, so let's do some emails.
Yeah, my all wife's right. going to come
Sell
over here.
Sell the sizzle, Tom.
I'm
going
to have my wife come over here and present to
so
you.
Sorry.
You look like you're sad. Are you sad today?
No.
Have I pissed you off? Are you mad at me?
No.
You're mad at me, aren't you?
Tom, where do you go when they play the bath time song?
What is the bath?
You just turn into a human statue.
He hates it. While everybody else is dancing, he's like, oh shit. Oh shit. Free.
I see my son Tommy, and this morning he's on the couch. He's just zoned out, like looking and staring off into space. Right, like TV's off. Whenever's the morning, and I just stood there and looked at him for 5 straight minutes, just zoned out. As like,
he's looking at a spot on the wall, and you're just looking at him.
And because I'm like, oh shit, he's got what I got. He's just zoned out. He's in his own head.
This is living art. I call it generations.
He's escaped from the world right now. Like he's not even in his. He's in a different world.
Anyway. It's a better way to live.
Pop-Pop's ghost just staring down from above.
Well, that's the only one that I wish. I mean, if he were still alive and you could do the trip, you'd have to do the Trinity. It would be Pop-Pop staring at a wall, Tommy staring at... Pop-Pop staring at a wall, you staring at Pop-Pop, Tommy staring at you.
My dad was in town recently, and I got this just happened by accident. It wasn't on purpose. We got three generations in front of the toot tree at Johnny's.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh man, that's cool.
Was it three? Oh, I guess I was about to say three generations tooting, but
negative Ghost Rider. We just had lunch at Johnny's. And we're like, let's take a picture, and that's a nice little picture spot.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'll never have that. My dad is dead. I did with Daniel.
God, yeah, you know, it feels good.
I'll never have that. My dad's dead and not having kids. So.
Oh, ooh, that's good.
Stopped you. Wow,
just stand there by yourself.
And take a picture.
Sad, sad.
And there's going to be like, last generation.
It ends with me.
That's funny as shit. All
right. Yeah, so emails brought to you by Greg the Mattress Man.
Yeah!
Went and got myself one of those fancy Maloofs.
Yeah.
How's I've been zero gravity vibration crazy all week. Oh, so good.
She said she just laid there watching TV
yeah.
in the zero G position and just vibrating crazy.
Yeah, it's
I don't
amazing.
Know anything about this guy, but that is the most Tom and Dan sponsor name I've ever heard.
Greg the Mattress Man.
Yeah.
You can text the word semantics to 321-521-2327. You can see everything we got. We got the cooling mattress. We got the cooling hybrid gel pillows. Yeah. We got the bamboo sheets. Oh, yeah. We got everything.
You got the
I'm sleeping like a goddamn baby.
That hyper chill mattress and pillows that they have, and plus the fact that you can get an adjustable bed for a good price, he'll take care of it.
It's pretty damn amazing.
And he'll bring it to your house and he puts it together himself.
Yeah.
Which is...
Motherfucker will sleep in it for you.
Yeah,
he will. With your husband. I saw it.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk to Andrea first or we want to jump in the emails?
Well, let's do a couple emails.
Yeah, we'll do a couple emails.
Another dentist story. Hey all, another boring day at work, so I thought I would weigh in on my horror story of almost being killed at the dentist. Several years ago, I went in to have three of my wisdom teeth pulled along with one cracked molar. Because they had grown in fairly normally, I was just having them...
one cracked molar.
I was just having them pulled rather than surgically removed. I requested nitrous, because duh, and they gave it to me, and then shot up my whole mouth with Novocaine. They walked out of the room to let the Novocaine take effect, and that's when things started to go wrong. The Novocaine started numbing my whole mouth, including my tongue and the back of my throat. My tongue and throat started to collapse backwards and cut off my windpipe. I started gasping for breath, but couldn't talk and was alone in the room. As everything started going black, I started thrashing around until I knocked over the tray of instruments.
Pause. This sounds like an
anxiety show. This is a TV show.
This sounds like an anxiety attack. It doesn't sound because I didn't know that Novocaine could I don't think this is a thing. I don't mean to
because if it was, they'd watch you or like there would be
or they'd be supposed to.
Right.
But I feel like they
ever had Novocaine run on you a little bit. Like sometimes that injection that won't get it all in your gums or whatever, it'll run on you and make parts of your mouth numb that it's not supposed to.
I had it made my nose numb because they gave me so much. It's like made my whole face.
But I don't think it'll stop you from breathing. That's all I'm saying. I think it makes it feel like you may
you get in your head about it.
Again, like not wanting to make this person mad, but it sounds like what you're describing is not possible. I've never heard them saying, well, Novocaine can make your tongue so relaxed that it'll clog up your throat. I don't think that's a thing.
What about that little, you know, the little fucking thing hanging at the back
of
your
throat? The Caligula, the uvula.
What if that got numb and just started, like, falling back?
How big is it? It ain't that big.
Like, spring forward, it wouldn't fall back.
You have an allergic reaction, your throat gets swollen, and then that's what closes your windpipe.
I do like the idea of somebody there, and they're like, we're going to give you some Novocaine. And they do that move to make it move, where they pinch your cheek, and then they go... And then I'm like, are you trying to make the noise of masturbation with my face? Like, what are you doing? Because they do that thing. Like, they shoot it. They go, and then they go. But I've never had it like, where I'm doing that thing where I'm like, you know, whacking around.
So I started thrashing around until I knocked over the tray of instruments and the dentist came running back into the room. The next thing I remember is coming to, and the dentist is holding my tongue so it would not block my breathing. They sat me up and got me breathing again, and the dentist said, "Ready to try that again?"
Have you ever held your own tongue? It's hard. You can only do it with a. I can only hold my tongue with a paper towel. Have you ever tried? It's too hard because it's too wet.
Slippery.
Yeah, it's too slippery. And if I hold it with a paper towel, it's hard because I don't have a big tongue. I have a little tongue.
So
I have a little tongue like a parrot.
And I feel like Ross will know this.
It's off-putting.
So you know, like when because this is like some urban legend that I've been told where someone's having a seizure. Someone screams like, "Quick, get your wallet! Put it in his mouth!
Put your wallet in his mouth!"
Because his tongue is gonna fall back and then block his airway.
I've heard this before.
I don't know why a wallet stops.
Oh, I thought that was so they don't bite their tongue.
Yeah, I think if you're worried about them swallowing your tongue, you gotta get like a spoon in there and hold it down.
Oh, I thought it was to appease the money gods.
But can you swallow your tongue and then it somehow chokes you?
Give it a shot.
Maybe if you got a really long one.
Busted your tongue.
Like, how long is your tongue to
swallow? We'll fish it out. We'll fish
it out. If you swallow your tongue, can you poop it out?
Ew.
But is that, like, is
still connected.
Can your tongue block your breathing?
You can never.
We sound really stupid.
You can never swallow your own tongue because God doesn't want you to know how your throat tastes.
I can't
God don't make no junk tongues.
I told him I would be leaving with all of my teeth, thank you very much, and got up to leave.
Yeah.
For weeks after that, I would have panic attacks just thinking about going to the dentist, and even 10 years later, I have a lot of trouble being able to handle sitting in the dentist chair.
God, I'm glad I'm not one of those people. What is this? Can you swallow your tongue? Andrea Googled it. This well-meaning action is actually a myth that could hurt the person you're trying to help. It is impossible for a person to swallow their tongue. While a person loses a lot of muscle control during a seizure, there is tissue in your mouth beneath your tongue that holds it in place, not allowing that to happen.
Mm.
So, I feel like this guy just, they may have...
he freaked out.
Yeah, he may have given him too much...
Sometimes if I get high enough, I think that my throat's closing, too.
Me
you
too.
Know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, it could just be a mental thing.
The doctor was grabbing his tongue. Like, what if that
is weird.
That Novocaine traveled to, like, the root of his tongue, and he couldn't move it anymore, and it just kept, like, falling back into the back of his mouth, and it was choking him.
Yeah, but you're coughing out of it. It's not going to kill you.
Cough your tongue out.
It's like
he was probably choking on his saliva,
have
right?
Have you guys ever had impressions?
No.
Where they use that putty and they put it in these trays.
This is Forrest Gump.
They have these metal trays that are like, and then they fill it with like this flavored bubblegum flavored shit, like this.
That's a fluoride treatment.
Well, this is like they're making a mold for my grand
canner. Okay, same thing.
So they mix up the stuff and they put the bubblegum in there, and then they put it.
I have done this for that anti-snoring mouthpiece I wore one time.
And what happens is when they put that in there, and they have this like dental dam in my mouth, like stretching my mouth open, right?
Yeah,
and it makes you want to gag. And I think that's why the dentist is holding your tongue. It's because you're, like, going to barf.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think it's because you're going to die or choke on your tongue. I think you might throw up because you are getting, like, gaggy, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I've gotten gaggy and then started to, like, almost have a panic. When I had that umbrella thing, the Predator umbrella, the blue one that they put in your mouth, and then it's like...
That's to keep your teeth dry.
Yeah.
You must have a wet mouth.
And so...
You look like a wet mouth.
They put that around your teeth, and it's like a dog collar. You know what I'm saying? And then when they're working in there...
So they blow the air on it...
They have the suction going, but sometimes it's like I can't swallow. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like
now. You want to tell you,
but I'm not in any danger of dying.
Right?
Ever.
But can I tell you guys something that makes it? This is what makes people crazy when I tell them I suffer from anxiety.
Oh.
That feeling of being in the chair with that blue piece of dental dam or whatever covering my teeth in order to keep my other teeth dry—that is gagging me—is a pleasant. Controlled version of me, like it's very unpleasant for me, but there is comfortability in the fact that I can control that level of anxiety. Like
at least
like,
you know why it's happening.
Yes, and I control it, so I sit there, I almost lean into it, and I like it. It's fucked up, dude.
That is weird.
I love it. I'm like, oh yeah. It's like when I get too high. Remember, I would tell you guys, and I'd be like, I love it when I get too high.
Fight it. It's the best.
Yeah, it is the best. I love trying to control my own anxiety.
That's what I tell people with stage fright. I'm like, that's a feeling that you're having.
Yeah.
It's not a good feeling or a bad feeling. You've just decided you don't like that feeling. Flip the switch.
Yeah.
Decide you enjoy that feeling, and then you can fucking ride your fucking
That's why fight. I like to wipe my brain clean before we're standing in front of 80,000 people and we're doing an announcement. I like being able to control that fucked up anxiety because the rest of my life is out of control.
It makes sense, like in a crazy way.
In a crazy way, it does. Yeah, like because normal things drive me insane because they're completely out of my control and they make me mad. At least I can wipe my brain clean. It's like, yep, I'm in control of this. I fucked myself up good. I have no idea what I'm going to say to these people now. Let's do it. And it's fun. I don't know. It's weird.
Let's do another email.
Breeding fetish. Have the guys talked about the breeder fetish? It seems like a lot of guys I'm sexy chirping with have a breeder fetish. They don't actually want to have a baby, which is great, because I can't, but they want to talk about making a baby. Problem is, I start fucking one such guy, but he's also got trust issues and maybe some hypochondria. So we'll be fucking and he's like, oh yeah, you want my seed, but you really can't get pregnant, right? have my baby. No babies. It's so fucking confusing. I just sent him a screenshot of my period calendar and told him I would send him a negative pregnancy test. Dating and fucking are weird these days.
Well, if you're dating and fucking crazy people, like that's what's making it weird. Yeah, who has a fetish of wanting to pretend like you're trying to have
there
a baby?
Is,
it's
there's
weird.
Guys like that.
Cream pie's the best. Are we going to argue about that? It's the fucking best.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, it is the best.
Yeah, but there's dudes that like to say, like, take my seed and shit like that.
Dropping loads.
Yeah. Those guys.
Well, dropping loads is different than taking
my
seed.
You're right.
Have my babies.
I like how Tom's like, whoa, I got to defend dropping loads here.
Coming to the loads defense.
Cream pieing is the apex predator, though. And then it's just when you're like dating chicks off Tinder, I'm guessing, like you're just in casual hookup relationships, it's hard to gain that level of trust where you can get that apex level experience.
You're right. And I understand the fetish of cream pie. That's totally fine. I feel
the
like
fetish of cream pie. Well, like book by Thomas Vatt.
Most people have that because it makes sense because it's like you built this level of trust and they're letting you do that. And then it's like, you know, and maybe there's a little danger involved. You know, hopefully you're both safe or whatever.
Not to take it biblically, but that's what we're made to do.
Exactly.
That's what the things are for.
Yeah, yeah. So totally understand that. But then to go beyond that and be like, I want to pretend like I want you to have my baby is weird to me. That's where
it
gets
weird. Is it a form of role play?
Or is it just what you've seen in porno so many times?
Right.
You think it's the thing to say, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll get you into trouble. You know my favorite favorite porn now? I'm at a massage finally.
I know,
it's shocking. I'm out of massage.
Tom's still telling that fucking story from 14 years. You're out of massage.
I know. I'm out of massage porn is not my thing anymore. My thing now is old MILF has to fuck bully to keep him from beating up her kid.
Oh, I've seen this.
I love him.
Follow-up question.
I love him.
Does the kid have to watch?
No, he's not even involved.
The kid is not involved.
He doesn't even know. They keep it kind of harmless.
She just shows up at the bully's house.
Okay. And he's like, hey, aren't you Joey's mom? And she's like, yes, I am. And you've been bullying him, and I'm here to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to persuade you to stop beating up my son?
The house you live in is a mansion, and there's no personal things anywhere.
No, it's not a picture one.
Two pieces of furniture.
It's all Bed Bath & Beyond art, and there's not even like some bread on the counter. No one lives here. So I thought when you said breeding, because
if you can find a porno with bread on the counter, Tom will send you a T-shirt. One T-shirt.
I've seen.
Actually, you know what? I will honor that. I will honor that. If you send it a porno, if you find a porno, send me the URL. Has to have bread on the counter. Tom and Dan T-shirt.
But they're not making a sandwich as part of the porno. It's just on the counter incidentally.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it can't be Trailer Park Dixieland or whatever.
That's Titusville. Oh, it's all out of Titusville. Have you seen those guys?
No.
Yeah, there's a porn.
I thought it was on Tampa.
No, we should interview that guy. Dude, it's Titusville.
What is it called?
It's called Bareback Studios, dude. It's out of Titusville.
But what's the... What's
look
the
it up.
There's some old white trash people.
Yes.
It's called like Dixie something.
Dixie Stampede.
No, don't besmirch the name of the fine Dixie Stampede.
It's called Trailer Dixie something, and it's all like the taboo.
Dixie's Trailer Park.
Okay, there it is.
The chat room knew it. Wow. Jackal, you need to like change your name.
Did you know the theme of Dixie Stampede when it was in town?
Was it The South Will Rise Again?
I just heard somebody was talking about it on a podcast and saying that it was like the one with the knights where you have the blue knight and the red knight and everything, except it was the North and the South.
Yeah, it was the North and the South.
Yes, it was the Civil War.
But the North won. Yeah, the North won. They didn't like rewrite history.
No, they didn't rewrite history.
And they had the world's largest pizzeria, too. Right there.
They also had a weirdo Christmas show that I went to as a kid. It was odd.
And Dolly painted her tits like ornaments, big ornaments.
The animal pen used to be right off of I-4, and you could just drive by and see fucking ostriches just hanging out off of I-4.
I used to throw Shake Shack milkshakes at the pigs.
So
you drive by, you throw trash at the animals.
So speaking of porno, there's often a lot of questions I have that I can't really ask anybody.
Do you want to start a new segment?
Okay, ask us about
porno.
Do you
want to start a new segment called Tom's Porn Question?
Tom Learns Porn?
Yeah.
And I don't want to like ask the internet because I don't want evidence.
They're going to clown you, dude.
I'm just saying like Google. Like I don't want that search. There, when you said breeding, because I've seen a thing called wife breeding, which is similar to cockold, but
I don't
know
familiar.
The difference because it looked exactly like cockold porno, but it's called breeding, And there's from the audio, there's no mention of like, you're pregnant now or whatever. But maybe that maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Maybe it's implied.
What is the difference?
There's specifically a cream pie involved.
Okay, is that with all breeding, wife breeding, there's cream pie involved.
Right. When your wife is paired up to have sex with other men for the purpose of getting pregnant, having unprotected sex with another man's wife for the purpose of getting her pregnant.
Okay.
Or at least the recreation of that for video.
So that's the same type of deal.
She's on the fucking pill, you know. Come on. She couldn't make porn next month if she got fucking pregnant.
But in this scenario, they're saying this the guy's fantasy, it's not a cockold type scenario.
It's basically the cream pie. Just cream pie and my wife.
And then say, this take my baby or something. You know, like...
Because that's a kidnapper. You're mixing kidnapper with take my baby.
Just anytime...
Why is there a baby in all? That's weird. What's that making more horny?
Leave the breeding.
You should be scared.
Leave the breeding of it all out of it. If you're trying to talk during sex and you don't know that person very well, it's probably not going to go.
Yeah,
well. You're probably going to say some shit that's going to put them off.
They say some weird things, you know, like during sex. It's always too graphic. You know, like some girl's getting rammed and then she's like...
It's always funny when they get flustered and they try to improv and then they say something that doesn't make sense and you're like, what?
Did you see that? I don't want to... maybe you didn't want to mention this on non-BDM, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Did you see the BDM...
The beach party we'll be at?
No, they posted the... He said, hey, a buddy of mine ran across a video of me. And then there's a video of him.
I watched it.
I saw him watch it too. But,
I knew it.
I didn't watch it. It's a porno, right?
Yeah, well, it was POV.
It ended up on one of these sites like YouPorn or Pornhub, right. Whatever. Yeah. And he hadn't he didn't upload it.
He's like, how did he get there? And then
everyone at first thought was a scam because we've all got those messages before, right? Where it's like, hey, is this you in this video? Right. But it actually was him in the video.
I clicked every single one of them.
And he said that he had no idea that it may have been on some old, like he had no idea.
I've wiped everything. I don't know how it got on there.
And that's weird, right? Like where did that come from?
Yeah.
Anyway. So
I am half terrified. You know, I worked the fireworks tent and we had a day where it got real rainy and I was wearing some cut off shorts and I got fucking chafed. I got a little chafed around the cockhead there.
And, oh my god, it's a firework injury.
I couldn't see it, so I wanted to take a picture to see how bad it was. And I
this is a man after my own heart. You know what? I'm gonna stand up and fist bump you because I take pictures of my genitals and my butthole too.
But I did,
and I'm a good American.
I investigated the situation. I determined a course of action with some Desitin. It's fine. It's all worked out now. But then I realized at a certain point I was like, oh, I didn't delete those pictures off my phone. Now there's pictures of me basically if I just had entered my dad's in town. Hey, there's a picture of the little guy. Check it out. And he scrolls two pictures back. Suddenly, there's a picture of me with what appears to be a sore on my cock.
That's not your fault. That's not your fault. I placed that solely on Michael, our trainer. I was going to show him a picture of Maisie, but there's a picture of my butthole next to the picture of Maisie.
That's what you can't have it.
But Michael came over and looked over my shoulder, and I love him to death. He's a good man, but that's on him. Mm-hmm. You need to give people space when they're going to show you a picture.
I never look at somebody's phone.
But if somebody's going to show you a picture, because you have... phone etiquette. If somebody goes, oh, let me show you a picture, you step foot back.
You wait till they show you the one picture they want to show you.
You don't
swipe.
Yes, you don't get over them while they're going to the photo because there's going to be a butthole.
There's other things in my gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do not take it upon yourself to swipe. If you start swiping through,
if I have a photo, I never go here and hand my phone and swipe through. I never do that. There's too many buttholes on there.
I swipe, and I'll tell you why. To see a butthole. Because at this point, I am out of...
I'm out of buttholes.
No. Oh. I can't be blamed for accidentally seeing your nude picture. Because you handed me your phone, and you're like, look at my vacation. And I'm just swiping. And then if a nude picture of you comes, I'm going to be like, oh! And you think that's weird because I hate awkward situations.
Or would you stay calm? Because there are people that would be like...
He'd fake that he's awkward, but a mental note.
I would like to think that I'm smooth enough to go swipe, 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 and then I see the nude, and then I go, screenshot, send to Daniel at tomanddan.com. Send. You know what I mean? There are people that are that clever that they can do that.
Yeah, but then there's...
Then you got to go in, go to send, delete. You got to delete the one you sent.
Oh, shit, I forgot about the trash folder.
you got to get rid of all that, man. Yeah, you got to do that.
So Andrew is here.
You want to jump over the... Jump on the blue mic there, babe.
And so Daniel was telling me about...
you're not going to believe it.
You guys have been dog-sitting a West Highland Terrier.
It's kind of a dry run for what can only be described as an experiment known as Caesar 2.
Ah, I did think that was weird calling it a dry run because you had Caesar for so long. It's like, what do you need to know? It's there.
A puppy is very different than a 16-year-old dog. And it's been 16 years since I've had a puppy.
Yeah.
And my life is very different now.
Was that a puppy, though? It seemed
he's
like
two. Two. Yeah.
It seemed like a chill.
He's a puppy because he was fucking my leg last night as hard as he could.
He has an otter, and they wrote, like, oh, he really likes to just,
suck on,
like,
his otter.
Suck on the otter, but this otter is his boo. Like, he holds this otter, and he
fucking
ramp humps
it,
and he sucks on that otter. Yeah. Like, he's still, like...
What do you mean, like a stuffed animal otter?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like
it's a real otter, Tom.
Yeah, it's an actual otter. SeaWorld is very angry at us right now.
I thought it was a name. That's where you called some sort of the type of dog.
Like
toy,
a call.
Like a
call.
No, 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 no,
otter.
No,
I don't know.
No, it's an actual stuffed otter. But yeah, so
good effort, but you're a fucking idiot.
You only saw him for a little bit, but I mean, when he got his little bursts of energy, he got this. So, I mean, do you want me to tell my story?
Yeah.
So, we've had this puppy, he's a West Highland Terrier puppy, he'll be two in December, and they told us, hey, just keep him on a leash because he likes to, like, run, he likes to seem like he's playing. If you want to let him run a little bit, here's the retractable leash.
Yeah, we were not allowed to take him off the leash because he's not like Caesar in the, like, Caesar.
Caesar and Maggie, both off leash are fine.
They're
they won't take off.
No.
They
know,
like,
where their bread is buttered.
Yeah, they really do. There is, like, I know that's not a real thing. I know I'm projecting my feelings onto the dog, but there is a sense of, like, oh yeah, that's the dude that feeds me, so I'm just going to chill with you. I'm not going to go too far away because I know what's good for me.
Right.
Whereas my dog's a fucking maniac, got to stay on leash all the time,
right?
Like, especially around other dogs, you just got to fucking keep her on leash.
Yeah. Oh yeah, well, Lena would just take off and keep running like she was escaping.
Yeah,
be like, God damn it! Anyway.
So,
it's funny she learned how to bark help too. That was weird.
Well, I normally had been getting up early trying to, like, go to work out,
but this was like your one day that you were kind of just chilling in the bed, and I was like, well, I'll go take his name's Tyrone. I'll go take Tyrone out, and then I'll bring him back in, and I'll take Maggie out. I like to take them out separately. She's, you know, 16, she has her set ways. So I take him out and I put him back in the house, and then I take Maggie out. So I'm out behind my house, so the garage door is up, but the door to the house is closed. Well, Maisie gets up awake.
Yeah.
In this time that I'm taking the dogs
out. And she's so
out.
Independent. Like, she doesn't even, like, and this is the thing I talk about. Like, she didn't even say hi to me when she wakes up.
She just went downstairs. Yeah. She knew that we were downstairs.
She'll just go down, put on a pot of coffee. You know, like, she's like a little, like, she's the start of day. You know, she don't give a fuck about me.
Yeah. So she comes down and she sees Tyrone, and so then she wants to come and see me. So she opens the door to the garage.
Yeah, but the garage is open.
You know, thinking like, oh, you know, like, this is like Caesar. Well,
also, meanwhile, Tyrone doesn't have his collar on
or his leash on. Because he's inside.
Yeah, he's just a naked terrier.
So she opens that door, and I was like,
ready for speed.
Maisie, close it. Tyrone's in there. And it doesn't process fast enough for her.
She told me she didn't hear fully what you said.
He's out. He's in the garage. And I was like, so I'm walking back in to, like, get him back in. And he's like, oh, it's playtime. Because he just woke up. This is all, like, 7 a.m.
Yeah, it was a little earlier than that. Right around, like, 6:50.
So he's like, oh, it's playtime. Yeah. So then he starts, like, walking out to the back. And then he starts kind of galloping, like...
Yeah.
We call it, like, pig running, where
pigs
you have
run with both arms at the same time. They're like,
two and two.
Like, front back.
Maggie's still outside, and I yell to Maisie, I said, get Maggie, get back inside, because I've got to get this dog. Well, he starts just pig running.
And he takes off. When I say he takes off, he's like, afterburner, here we go, Maverick.
Woke up. So this is all of his energy.
Next door pops open. It's Erica Badu. And she's like, you better call Tyrone.
That's who he's named after.
So
I can't believe you knew that.
I was thinking about that joke. I was like, this is a perfect you better call Tyrone joke.
I just worked out at hair before you did. Yeah.
Also, I'm laughing at someone peeking out their window. There's a white lady yelling for Tyrone outside. I don't know why, but I think it's racist.
So I'm in Isotoner house slippers too,
like old lady,
like,
slippers.
Where I don't have backs on.
What, like a moo moo?
No, your mom got them.
She's in a moo moo with slippers.
Isotoner gloves? Are you?
No, they're the
Ray Finkel.
No, they're they're these old slippers that my mom got you,
and they're just slides, so they don't have a back on them or anything.
Yeah,
And they're, you know, squishy, and I'm just. taking the dog
They're
out.
Any old lady's Big Lots sandals. That's what they look like.
Your mom probably did get them from like Belk's or something, you know, Big Lots.
And my mom was the only person that kept Belk. Did you notice that Belk's went out of business the day my mom died? Last person shopping at Belk's.
In Statesboro, in the late 90s, the crackhead we used to buy food stamps off of called those crack slippers because you could just kick them off and run.
Well,
funny you should say that. Wow.
So,
it's almost like you got your script I mailed you.
So this dog then jukes through the apartment complex.
Yeah, Tyrone's got moves, obviously.
He comes out to Lakemont, right here, Lakemont, and
he's going to get some Five Guys.
So, and he decides he's going to run across traffic. Like, I mean, and dogs don't care whether there's cars or
not. He's not known for his, like, some dogs know what cars are, they understand. Right. You know what, like, this guy is, like, literally, he's just like, I'm going to rip through this town. I have no idea what's happening.
He's still full out pig running.
Just hauling ass. And I'm still in bed. I'm on my phone doom scrolling. I'm doom scrolling, checking out who died, celebrity death, celebrity birthdays.
Get an email from next door dog loose in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm like, I wonder why. I don't have time for
Ross
that.
Ross probably knows this because I did this with Lena back when she was alive. When your dog runs across a busy street, you do that move where you're chasing them, and then right before they run across the street, you stop and look away because you don't want to see it die. Like, and then,
well, thankfully, it wasn't like that because it was so early.
It was so early, thankfully.
There weren't any cars, but which, so, like, thank God.
He goes across Lakemont, and I'm like, I got to kick these shoes off because I cannot run after this dog and trying to keep.
Well, actually, you were saying Footloose, kick off your Sunday shoes. Yeah.
So I do the whole, like, I'm running, and I go, Phew! So I can get them off.
So Matt Riddle. For our wrestling
fans. Because I have to keep up with this dog because he is full out running. My watch at one point goes, ding, ding, are you doing an outdoor run?
Yeah, it sent me a message.
That's how
I knew something was happening. The only reason I knew something was happening is I'm holding my phone in bed, just scrolling. I'm going through Reddit, like some Tesla form or some garbage, and I get a message that says, Andrea's completing a workout. I'm like, well, and then by that time, Maisie came up in tears.
Maisie, like, Maisie can't even talk to Daniel at this point.
She's apoplectic. Like, she's not even the door. And I'm like, all right, hold on. What's happening?
Yeah. So I kick off the shoes and I am full out now, just barefoot running after this dog. I'm trying all the, like, hey, do you want a treat? Hey, Tyrone. Like, he is responding to no calls. No,
he's just
nothing.
Living his best life.
And he'll, like, slow down and, like, go up, you know, some little apartment things. And then you get near him and he's like, think. And he's off again.
They love that. You know, like, terriers notoriously.
They want to be chased.
Yeah, like, as soon as you get near them, they're like,
and also, you kind of act like an anchor for them. The further you go, the further they can go, because they will come back eventually.
Yeah.
Right, but I couldn't, in my head, I'm like, this is not
anything could
my
happen.
Dog. Yeah. Like, I can't stop running full speed. I know he's thinking I'm playing with him because I'm running full speed.
You can't stop.
Him, but I can't stop because I can't
not
have eyes on him.
And I feel like the most terrifying situation is dog watching or dog sitting someone else's animal, and then it getting out,
nightmare.
And then you having to tell the person, like,
I lost
break the news, I lost it, or like
something bad happened.
That's the worst.
It makes me nauseous. Like, even recounting the story, I got to check my anxiety in my brain and be like, this is not real. You're just reliving
I tell you how nauseous I get.
That's when you leave town. You have to escape.
We've had this dog for 1 day.
I'd go immediately move to Deltona and just live there. I deserve every minute I spend there.
We've had it for 1 day. I can't call my friend. And that's what I kept thinking, because I was retelling this story to a friend, and she goes, I would have just, like, had to stop.
No.
I could not have run. And I said,
Dennis's don't stop. We kill ourselves at all costs.
I couldn't stop because I couldn't face telling my friend that I lost her dog.
Well, I put on shoes and I go downstairs, and guess what? You'd run so far away, I don't know where the fuck you are.
He doesn't know where I am in Baldwin.
So we
come up around the elementary school, and there's a guy outside, and he has two of his dogs, and they're off leash. So I'm thinking, great,
they're off leash only dogs,
right? So Tyrone's gonna, like, talk to the, like, stop and see
sniff
these dogs,
some butts.
Sniff some butts, and so then I'll be able to grab him.
And he did, right? Like, he started to slow,
and I'm scream crying at the guy, like, this is not my dog, it's my friend's dog, can you help me catch it? Like, all the while I'm, like, you know, I'm running up barefoot.
That's what she sounds like during sex, too, by the way. It's very Japanese. And I blur it in my eye. I squint my eyes to get the full deal.
And this guy's like, okay, let me get my dogs in. And by and he's like, then I'll help you. But by then, that time, like, Tyrone is, he's taken off again.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this. Yeah, he's like, these dogs are great. All right, let's move.
So it's like a pub crawl. He then comes around this, like, apartment area. Well, that guy, he's also barefoot. He comes to see me, and we've got him, like, kind of cornered. But then he goes out into the main road. And so we're, like, stopping.
Yeah, they had to stop traffic.
And then he comes back in and goes up, like, toward an apartment complex. And so now we have him kind of cornered, and then he just sits down and lets me pick him up.
After all that.
Yeah.
After all that. And so at that point, that's when that adrenaline letdown happens.
Yeah.
And I peed myself.
Yeah, so Andrea's standing there.
Why'd you pee yourself?
This is the punchline. So Andrea's standing there, she told me this. I'm like, well, you did what? So Andrea's standing there, she's holding the dog, and she's like,
well, no,
then she just starts pissing herself in front of a man that just helped her save a dog.
Hold on.
She's pissing her yoga pants now, in front of this good Samaritan.
So I start really coughing.
And like, he's really into it, this guy. He's like, oh, yeah.
I think that's a problem. Yeah.
No. So I
completely
start
inappropriate.
Gag coughing.
Yeah, because the stink of your pee.
I've just.
Because it smells like Bubbly's Bodacious Barbecue.
I start gag coughing because I've run at my top speed for 17 minutes, according to my watch.
Yeah, straight up. It was like, if you look at the, I should post it. If you look at her Apple Watch thing, it's like literally like she did a 17-minute boot camp.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's like all, it's like peak. Like, I'm surprised you didn't pass out.
Like the adrenaline lets down, and I start coughing, and I've pushed a watermelon out of my vagina, and so I start coughing, and then it just,
yeah.
I mean, I don't like fully let go, but I, like,
then you get a squish walk back.
I'm barefoot. My feet are.
Oh, you look like a homeless crazy lady. Got pissed pants, no shoes.
She comes back. Her feet are bleeding. She's pissed her pants, and she's sweating and red faced. And she comes in and just sits on the ground with bloody feet and pissed pants.
Look, my wife. Both toes are bloody.
Oh, they're bloody,
and they have blisters all over them.
Yeah.
And I am crying. I'm crying. I'm like, you know. I can't fault the dog. He's, but I'm having to do the walk of shame. Like, yeah. I'm
You still want a puppy?
I'm several streets over, and I'm having to walk home, and I'm like, thank you so much for helping me catch this dog.
You smell like piss.
Again, you guys say I'm crazy for not wanting a dog.
This was, yeah.
And so,
you know what? 21 years later, that dog will drive you around.
Yeah, no, because this seems like all the headache comes with taking care of another life.
Well, I told
with
Andrea,
no driving
had
around.
This been my dog, I would have just let him run and then get hit. Like, but this is somebody else's.
I would be a little more judgmental, but I had a plan to piss myself if I had to last night, like at the concert.
No,
trapped in a concert scenario, and I had to pee. I was like, well, I got a bag full of t-shirts right here.
I wanted to do that at an Orlando City match when I was being rained on.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get enough bravery to, like, I couldn't muster enough gumption to piss my pants and then let the rain wash it.
I was going
to
stuff a shirt down there and piss into the shirt and then back in the bag. But
not bad. I like that.
Yeah, you can always wash a shirt.
You know, there is, and people don't do this often, like, where if they have to pee, they empty their whole bladder. You can just alleviate some pressure and just pee off the top.
Yeah.
And then stop. Yeah. And
pee
then
the foam off.
It'll last, you know.
You're the one that has to pee all the time. You think you can do that?
Like, yeah, well, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm telling you from experience.
I've done it before in emergency scenario.
He's had to jump out of my car before we're home because he had to pee so bad.
No, but I peed just out the top. Like, I just peed enough where I could
release some pressure.
Did it drip out of your pants?
No. It's just, thankfully I had black pants on.
So it clung to your yoga pants and then it just rode the fabric lines all the way down to your shoes.
It did.
That's disgusting.
Right
to the ground.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, right on your toes.
Well, it's more of just a blast. I know this from Crystal telling me.
Right,
it's the cough.
There's a market for that. I feel like, if people told me I just had my wife stand over me and give me a couple blasts, I'd be more cool with that, with her standing over you, emptying your whole bladder.
Maisie's like, Mommy, why did you pee yourself?
Yeah, Maisie doesn't understand.
Like, she couldn't understand. And I said,
Maisie's
well,
like, you let the dog out. Yeah, Maisie's like, why? No, she knew she did bad, and she felt, like,
she felt
so
terrible.
Guilty. She's like, I'm a terrible person.
She was like, she was seriously beating herself up.
She's just like me.
So we had to like talk about, you know, puppy and how we treat them and like that. And then
that's the craziest I've ever like in what have we been together 17 years now. Mm-hmm. That's the most I've ever like seen you sitting down after something happened where I thought like you might like pass out. Yeah, it was very
scary. It was just because that adrenaline mm-hmm. that just keeps you going. Like it just kept running through my head. Like, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to say? Like, this dog, I can't
anybody
give up.
Do we know anybody that, like, the one to me that goes above watching dog can be scary and does give me anxiety, especially if I'm super high. But watching bird would give me even more anxiety because bird can get to places I can't even, like, chase.
Is Larry need a caregiver?
No, I'm just saying that. Seriously, right?
Yeah, but it's in a cage, and, I've watched a lot of birds, and,
sir, are no bird.
Well, you just have to make sure they don't get out the cage. So anytime you open a door, you have to trick them to the other side. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because they'll try to get out. Yeah. And then it's to the point where, like, are you being held here?
Right.
You sure do want to get out. You want to get out a lot.
Yeah, and we're not used to
just
that.
Just let
like,
him go.
Again, right. Yeah, we're not used to that and because, like, all of our dogs were so, like
just trot yeah, outside very, and then they come right back in.
Apparently, we make very uninteresting, lazy, codependent dogs right. that just want to stand next to us and eat.
Ross, how old is your dog? You said it's still crazy?
She's got to be, like, 7 now. She's cool, like, with us. And then, like, but when new people come around, she either A, wants to be petted, or B, something triggers her and she freaks the fuck out and, like, barks and snarls at them. And then other dogs is kind of a...
He was just partying.
Because I'm wondering if it's, like, is it a teaching thing? Like, hey... You need to, like, chill out. We don't run. We, you know.
I don't know if you can teach that away.
He is, like, pulling, and he wants to go.
No, I mean, you got to start hitting the dog.
No, you
got to teach it not to... Crystal told me that the only time it's appropriate... I have no idea. She's like...
The only time is with a rod bigger than your thumb.
Right. It's in the Bible.
Yeah. Where, like, to...
just give our small... patch just on the back
to strike a child or an animal when it's endangering its own life and it needs to be taught, like, don't do this, you're endangering your own life. Like, I remember Tommy in St. Augustine one time just took off running, like, he was, you know, 2 years old or something.
Spanish Fort!
And then he just took off running almost into the street one time. Yeah. And then, I mean, Crystal snatched him up. I don't think she may have patted him on the ass, but it was the only, and it was because, like,
hey, touchdown, buddy.
you need to learn that this could kill you.
Right, right.
I think the same thing with animals, right? Like, you have to.
I used
hurt
to be.
Them.
I don't used know. To,
right? How else are you supposed to?
I'm not going to jump on that train.
Well, hey,
I don't know if they have the same. They don't have the same kind of brains as us. They don't process things.
I don't know. They process pain.
You're scaring Sam. You're scaring Sam. Heard some of these things before.
No, but you can't have a conversation with, like, excuse me, dog. You cannot do this.
Yeah, but they're also not going to know what you hitting them in the ass.
They've immediately. Do not even remember what just happened.
You can have a conversation with the dog, and it's just about tone. You just, like, this is bad.
Yeah, that's
you
what Daniel
not
would
do that.
Get
yeah.
on him.
Yeah, I'm big on yelling at him. I'm a scare him.
Does it understand?
I don't understand. I have no idea.
He understands pain. You have to kick it.
If you ask me, Jesus, I say that I can talk
save
to any dog over my wife. She has to, you know, like, she doesn't have the powers I do. Any dog can understand me. I'm little.
Tyrone listened to you. I mean, he was so excited to see Daniel. Daniel came home yesterday. I forgot
a
part of that.
I'm a Steve Irwin of West Highland Terriers.
I forgot a part of that story. So at one point when he, like, juked away from me, I thought I was close enough where I could, like, grab his tail. Because Westies, when they hunt, you grab their tail to get them out of the hole. So they have a really strong tail. And I thought I could, like, grab his tail and stop him. He's not a chameleon.
No.
But at that point, I started, like, almost fall. Like, did the whole, like, and I thought I was going to splay out.
God.
And I knew that I couldn't do that because, one, I would be...
And it would just pull your yoga top down and scab your titties up.
I'd be ripped up, but then he would, you know, take off so fast. And then for me to get up and blood, I would have been bloody and black and...
Well, Caesar used to run from us, but you could get a hold of his little carrot tail and you'd just pull him right back.
Well, and he responded to the word, like, he's like, you want a treat? You want a treat?
Yeah.
And usually dogs, like, sit there and they're like, oh, yeah.
What happened to that, Caesar? You say, you want a treat? Caesar's like, fuck yeah, I want a treat. I don't care about anything. Give me a goddamn treat. And he just walked, until you got the treat.
That's like a puppies. They that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well, so, anyway, all's well that ends well. But
can you say that sentence again?
Puppies, pain in the ass.
Here's why I changed my mind about spanking, Tom. I used to be in favor of spanking, like if child's in danger, reaching for heat or whatever. Mm. That only works because you're bigger than that child or that dog. And what you're teaching is the lesson that the biggest person with the strongest hand always gets the last word. And that's not, you're not really teaching the lesson of don't go on the road. What you're teaching is the lesson of the biggest person wins. And eventually that dog or that kid will be as big or bigger than you. Mm. And what lesson
I'm
are you?
I'm right here. Yeah. Maisie always looks at me like she's going to get the upper hand on me when she's big enough. Seriously.
So dog or kid, it should be based on reason. You should be able to read. Even with the,
no, I
okay,
know.
So yeah. If like it's a toddler and it's unreasonable, take that fucking toddler and put in a goddamn crib until it will reason, you know, like that's the power.
It is a lot more fun to irrationally scream in their face though and them not understand it.
Yeah and a swift kick to anybody will
this guy wants to kick.
Should have kicked Butler more.
He texted me this morning and told me I look very svelte,
but he's the softest one here.
No. What?
You are.
Whoa.
No, I know.
For punishment. You're the softest.
No, I'm not kicking.
Oh, as far as punishing? Yeah, he doesn't punish.
I'm not kicking anybody. Yeah, no, I'm not hitting anybody.
No. Give me my candy, you piece of shit.
He makes his vegetarian wife beat his kids. He just said.
No, no. Poor me and Crystal have to be the heavies. It sucks. You want to take a little break?
Yeah.
All right. The name of the band is Van Full of Nuns. This is their cover of the Taking Back Sunday song, Make Damn Sure. We'll be right back. I've got my veins all tangled close to the jukebox bars you frequent, the safest place to hide. You're sitting at home and your feet are stankin'. What you know about luxury vinyl planking at Home Floor Store.
All right, oh yeah. Yeah.
I saved it.
If you're looking to redo the flooring in your house, talk to At Home Floor Store.
Yeah.
My neighbor and good friend from Miami, he actually shopped it out and went to these big box stores.
Well, we're lazy. We just went right with At Home. He actually did price compare, and you're right. They came in under.
Yes, everybody else, and they offered a better product, and they're able to do that because they don't have some gigantic warehouse store.
Yeah.
They just have their At-Home Floor Store vans. They come directly to you.
And now, if you do need a showroom, they got you covered. They got a place to do it, but they're not spending the money. A lot of these other places, you walk in, and it basically looks like a ginormous warehouse. You can't find somebody to help you. They give you a cart, and you're supposed to go in the back and pile, I don't know, 3,000 pounds of tile onto a thing, and then don't do that.
At Home Floor Store will come to your house. They'll go over, with one of their salespeople what you're looking for.
They'll bring the samples to you.
Yes.
It makes it a hell of a lot easier that way.
And then you'll be able to lay the samples down like we did that tile plank.
It's so good. It looks like wood, but it's like
tile.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Great installers. They have a great demo team.
Very quick.
They could do it all. But my wife laid down the different colors of tile that you wanted. And she sat there for a week, walking by them, deciding, and then
that's exactly what we did.
Picked one, and like you said, that luxury vinyl plank, they can lay on top of your existing floor, which saves a bunch of money in demolition and all that.
And having the samples in your home, don't sleep on that either, because like we actually switched to a sample that wasn't like our original choice.
Yeah.
Because we had them laid out, we actually got to kind of see them up against our walls and stuff like that. We actually ended up picking a sample that's a little more gray. The original planking we were going to use was a little more brown. But we had that luxury because At Home Floor Store gave us the actual designs at our home.
Yep.
So if you want to do what we did, and I really think you'll be impressed, it's athomefloorstore.com. Since I had it on top. Welcome back to A Mediocre Time with Tom and Dan. I'm Dan.
I'm Tom. So, Sam, how'd you find this, Sam, the email?
Well, there was a
She has a file labeled problematic.
I was searching through my email history because I was trying to find some specific logos. We're thinking of possibly doing some new merch or reimagining some logos. And I was like, what is this? T-shirt ideas. And this was from 2017.
Yeah, the good old 2017.
Yeah, different
guy. Okay, wait, hold on. We should look that. Hold on. I'm going to look some things up.
Oh, like what was happening in 2017?
News in 2017.
What was popular 2017?
I mean, 2 years pre-COVID, that's still on the horizon.
15 pop culture moments from 2017. Remember, we had Envelope Gate on the Oscars.
Oh, God, yeah.
Let's see here. Ariana Grande's benefit concert. I remember that at the Manchester Arena for when they had the bombing. Remember that?
Okay.
New lab opening in Wuhan, China. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Weinstein and Me Too movement.
No, Weinstein.
Let's see here. Beyonce's pregnancy announcement.
It's funny that the Weinstein thing was happening at this exact time because of the
we're about to read, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi invests in face mask company.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Taylor Swift's big comeback, Handmaid's Tale, the Women March, the hype around the show, 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, nation rallies to build solid gold statue of President Trump.
And the power of Wonder Woman. That was huge at the box office.
Yeah, so 2017 doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was clearly a different time. We were looking for ideas to come up with a Sam T-shirt.
Yeah, all right. Sam
put
shirt.
Out on the merch.
Sam shirt.
What, the guy from Cheers?
Sam Malone.
So this was sourced via the BDM page, so what could go wrong? These were the top choices for a Sam T-shirt from the BDM group.
Number one!
A swervy cartoon picture of Sam holding uppercase T's in each hand. Sam big ol' T's.
All right. Like, yeah, huh. Now, Sam, on, that was that in parentheses? Like, to remind
or
you?
Or did it just say Sam big ol' T's?
It just says Sam big ol' T's.
Oh, okay. All right.
The Frog Princess.
Okay. Yeah. Were we going to put you in blackface?
Green face.
Green face. Is green face? Where are we at with green face?
Yeah, just keep it light.
Yeah.
Light green.
light green.
Yeah, the frogs don't complain. It's fine.
No. Cartoon Sam holding up two giant lollipops over her boobs with the words "All Day Suckers."
I feel like that's a Tom. Because I give all of these little ones and then you want to play too and you come in too hard.
Still my favorite voicemail of the show ever. Is the guy that referred to his daughter's
and she's in the Twitch chat and she's all day yuckers.
All day suckers.
Will she call us?
I don't know, maybe.
Because I would like to get a little more detail. If you all day yuckers, if you're in the chat room, would you call us? Because I want to talk about your all day suckers and the fact that your father, how did he know that you had big nipples?
No, it had nothing to do with big nipples.
I thought
it was big boobs.
I thought it had to do with he knew you had big nipples.
No, it's just that big boobs were.
I thought they were long and flat, if I remember that.
Yeah, I thought there were details. No, I'm with Ross. I thought there were details that this guy knew that normal dads don't know.
It just meant that they
had
big.
Not of the nipple, though, of the boob shape. He had like some weird description of the boob shape, and then he called them all day suckers.
We have Samantha's all mail review, M-A-I-L, because I read emails.
That's boring. That one sucks. Who wrote that one?
Sam as a little mermaid with big tits and the White Claw Waves logo behind her.
That was just giving up. Like, little mermaid, big tits, call it Sam White Claw.
I'm writing these down.
Oh, we have them. They're emails. They're in your email box.
Yeah, you keep all your emails.
By the way, Sam is a mermaid. Fine. You don't need to say anymore.
Sam's pain pills, qualified fake Indian medicine woman.
Sexist, racist.
Yeah.
And it's like our version of Duck Duck Goose.
And then the one we actually did go with
just the word
was
tits.
Sam as Rosie the Riveter. And we can frog it.
Wow, there's a okay. Hold on a second.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah, we did.
There's a happy ending here.
We did. No, there's not.
Sam is a happy ending.
Yeah. We settled on the one. We didn't really want that one.
No,
we wanted the all day suckers.
No, I want a Little Mermaid big tits. And it's just a picture of the Little Mermaid.
And then it's the priest with the boner. Pabone make that shirt. Sam is a Little Mermaid, and then Daniel is a priest with the boner.
Oh yeah, because he was smaller. King Triton, my dad.
Dog. You're the Shaggy Dog.
I almost called him King Henry.
Oh, you should be Scuttle.
And Thomas King Henry.
Scuttle the Seagull
from the competitor to Medieval Times. King Henry Seagull.
With your pump.
Do you remember that there was a King Henry's feast here in town?
Yeah, I never went, but yes.
Yeah, there was a. There what used was to be, it? It was a competitor to Medieval Times. Yeah. There was another one called King Henry's Feast, and my dad went to it one time because they had a business meeting there with his like boss. And my dad went there, and I was like, "Oh man, Dad, you get to go to King Henry's Feast." He's like, "I'll tell you all about it." And he went, and he had it was with the it was with his boss,
the Black Knight.
Well, no, but my dad's boss. Remember the story about my dad's boss? His son showing me porno, and I got like freaked out. And I ran and told my parents.
Okay,
do you remember that story? It was that same boss, and my dad went with him. My dad was always having to go. It was like those things where he didn't want to go, but he had to go. It was his boss.
Yeah, sales.
So he went to the King Henry's Feast thing. He comes back. I was like, "Wow, Dad, you went to King Henry's Feast? How was it?" He goes, "My chicken was dry, and you have to eat over the horses, and it smelled like shit." Because they seated my dad
by the stables, below,
like underneath them were the stables, and they're up above. And my dad's like, "It smelled like shit."
He promised you he would come home and tell you how it was.
He did. He
and
told
it
me.
Fucking sucked.
He told. Yeah, he would not man of his word. He's man like, of his shit sucked. Like, shit all over.
Barns stink. Like, yes. They stink like shit they and do. Animals. And like I've always thought like the medieval times and the whole thing, it stinks like hay and horse shit, right?
Yeah.
It does.
A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
And there's way around it.
I've done all of them. You were there the night I did.
I haven't done medieval times yet. I've done pirates, but that's fine.
Did you do, before it closed up, did you happen to do Arabian Nights?
Nope, didn't do Arabian Nights either.
I got to do one of their gags where they pulled me off a horse using a pulley system and my pants split.
Mm-hmm.
Novelty. It's all there. You're all in on it.
Yeah. I was watching that in college and
what
computer
was the
lab.
Other one where they tried to do, it was almost like pirates, but it was for adults only. And they were trying to make it like a spicy show. What that was that one?
That was pirates, but they had a next door. They had
what was it called though? Damn it. I can't remember.
It was like
something like that.
It was like Buccaneers and Winches or something.
Yeah. And it was like Pleasure Chest or something.
Yeah, might have been Pleasure Chest.
Yeah. Something like that.
Was it like right after that Pirates porno DVD came out that was like the most expensive porn DVD ever
produced?
There's two of those, actually. And the second one's the one that I accidentally took because it was in the one of the control rooms or one of the production rooms. And it was for Jana on the Phillips file. And there was a bag in the production room. And I'm like, "Oh my God, somebody's porno here. I'm going to take this shit home." I took it home. And I'm in the middle of jacking it when Jim Phillips calls me and puts me on the air and yelled at me. He's like, "Well, you stole it." I was like, "Well, I didn't steal it. It was in there." And, you know, it's like, you know, somebody left their pornos.
The dinner show seems like a great idea that could not go wrong.
I'm a big fan of the dinner show.
I'd never go to any of them, and
they're fun. They can be good or really bad.
I always take it a little shitty.
To a wrestling dinner show right? In Kissimmee.
I take it for what it is. I always know that if it's going to be good, it's going to be really good, and you're going to have fun. Or if it's going to be bad, it's going to be really bad, but you're going to have fun. Like, I like it
when... Yeah, because it's still fun.
Yeah, like,
even
I like
to make fun of it.
I like how campy it is. I love how terrible the actors are. I love that some of the animals look like special needs. I like all of it. I like they look a little abused, a little rough, you know?
But it is always a little shitty.
Yeah.
It's not fancy.
Well, they're pushing so many people through. They're pushing so many people through, right?
Yeah.
And they only have so much of a budget.
Yeah.
You know, Medieval Times still open, right?
I don't know.
Now, would you think I've got a free weekend. I might go to Medieval Times by myself.
There was a comedy show that kind of shared space with like a dinner theater type setup thing. And first of all, those people never looked happy. The actors, they were always like unhappy people. And I thought it was funny. There was one you could only get a drink at certain times because the bartender had to go and do a bit.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That's like the one I went to for my birthday, Teatro Martini, which I think is also owned by the Pirates people. But yeah, like the staff, your waiters and waitresses and bartenders, they also had to stop and go do bits.
That's like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
It is kind of cruisy.
Yeah,
right?
Where
you're like,
all-inclusive, baby.
You're like, the idea of this seemed fancy at the time, but now that I'm standing in the Mediterranean room or whatever it is, and I'm looking around and I'm like,
It's kind of shitty. You're standing in a warehouse drinking warm beer. It's from tap, and they'll keep bringing it to you, but it's warm.
I think I've been to almost every damn dinner show in Orlando except for Medieval Times.
Oh my God, that's the big boy. You know, if you're going to go to one.
I've done Capone's.
Oh, Capone's is rough.
I've done Wonderworks, the magic show.
How about Sleuths?
I haven't done Sleuths.
Yeah, Sleuths is interesting. That one's
not
good.
That that's the one I'm pirates. Talking about.
No,
but they
that's
also,
not the one you're talking
they
about.
They also had a gift store involved with it, and the gift store was like, I can't imagine anybody. It was like You know how like your grandma will knit you a fucking sweater that's two sizes too small? There'd be a rack of those. There were, they had, this is like 2010, they had fucking cassette tapes for sale, like in shrink wrap with like a, with price at like $2.99 on them.
It's a cassette single of Eminem's My Name Is.
No, it was like a cassette single of like Johnny Cash B-sides or something. It was something that clearly had not sold since the 80s. It was just still there. Like shitty little, like sub Cracker Barrel toys. It's like, who's buying this shit? Nobody.
Well, but sometimes... you know, never underestimate the power of children begging for some dumb garbage.
Okay, follow me here. So,
I don't think you could bring kids to this.
When COVID happened, there for sure was a period of time where all these places had to shut down for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, and so
about 3 months, most of them.
How did they
or space out the seats? Right.
Imagine dinner theater over Zoom. How bad would that be?
It's brilliant. Dinner would be better though.
The food would be better for sure.
But it's like, how did they get the employees to come back after? Like, you think, like, once they were released into the world and they found other things to do, like, how'd they get them back?
Performers.
Yeah. For the same reason they were doing it before COVID.
For the love of the stage, right?
Yeah. Egomania never dies.
That's how they get radio guys back. It's true.
But we'll amplify your voice. Whoa.
Let's do some voicemail and end the show.
All right, buddy. If you want to leave us a voicemail, you probably know how to do it. I'm not going to tell you how. Let's try this one.
Hey guys, this message is primarily for Tom. Hey Dan, hey Sam.
Hey.
Longtime listener from the Monsters of the Midday Morning Days. I'm going to try to keep this succinct.
Yep.
But I've been relating to Tom's aimlessness in life and his midlife crisis he's going through, trying to figure out what he's passionate about. Yep. I too can relate to this. I tried a lot of activities and I just couldn't really get a lot of fulfillment out of any of them. I rode dirt bikes and street bikes and skied and water skied and blah, blah, blah. My brother's into cars, for example. I just couldn't get into that. I don't know. But Tom, you're a boaterman. You're scuba certified. You like both of those things, but you're not, I wouldn't call you passionate about them. Add on this thing called spearfishing, all right? So, you dive down, you're in this tranquil place, it's calm, but you're also hunting.
We talked about spearfishing?
We may have. It's completely possible.
Yeah, and then I said, I believe that I can't trust myself with a spear on
the
water.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Like, we did talk about that.
I would definitely shoot my wife by accident or anybody that I'm with or myself right in the gut, which I imagine would hurt. And I'd start panicking underwater, you know, while my computer, I didn't put batteries in, you know.
What's the difference between that and not driving your car off the side of the road? They're both, like, mechanisms that only work if you operate them. Like, what's the fucking problem?
Because there's certain things that rely on due diligence that I don't trust myself with. Like, for instance, flying
Too many safety checks.
There was a while where I wanted a powered paraglider because I watched these guys fly around.
Oh, did you
around.
See Kook Slams this week when that guy flew into the ocean?
I didn't see that.
Oh, God. When those things wreck in the water, I always thought it would be kind of like the guy used the word tranquil. I always thought he just kind of coast. Oh, man, not the case.
There's some cartwheeling.
It whipped him in good.
And then you got a big ass face.
No, it's like literally sinking him to the bottom. Yeah. You got to get off of it.
So with the powered paraglider, like, there's certain things where you can't go out when the conditions are like, you know, a certain the wind is like a
right
blow, and then there's like you have to I'm sure there's safety checks.
I mean, you can do what you want. I mean, just ask. That's
there's
terrifying.
There's some logs or flight logs.
Well, like Kobe Bryant, remember? Like, I mean, there things like that are terrifying to me. The fact that people are like, yeah, well, we shouldn't do this, but hey, fuck it, I'm good. There we go.
I just picked up a 30-year-old Harley. You don't have to tell me about finicky little machines. I know.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're coming at this the wrong way, Tom. I'm not trying to talk you into spearfishing. I'm trying to talk you out of driving. I don't think you should be operating motor vehicles. That's what I'm saying.
No, well, that's anytime there's logs involved, that's the problem.
Ew, like, yuck.
Like when I learned how to scuba dive, like they gave us these scuba diving logs. You're supposed to log like what kind of
stop saying log. Oh, yuck. Jesus.
You're supposed to write in what kind of dot where you're at, what kind of depth you went to, what kind of
Andrea did all of that. She still has all of our Nowy binders. They're blue. blue, and you open it up, and it's like, she's got the date, how far we went down. How did you feel?
What the mixture is on the nitrox mixture or stuff like that, and then I never did any of that shit. Like, I think I did two at the very beginning when we were all doing it in class, and never did it again.
Because the teacher was watching.
Never wrote down anything again. I forgot half the shit, you know, so.
Like, I know, and when your fuel gauge was broken, you ran out of gas every fucking 2 days, too. I'm saying, you shouldn't drive a car.
Yeah, but if his dive computer works, he's fine.
Yeah, yeah, but money solved that. Yeah. I got a new truck. And
dive computer.
the computer will tell you.
Yeah,
now
it'll work.
The batteries is where they get me.
Yeah.
Because I look down and I'm like, up and they blink. And then it's like, oh.
But if it had batteries, this is sophisticated electronic here.
Like, I think I've been down here, but I'm like, goddamn, it's black as DVD.
Okay. DVD. We have reached a point of, I am literally obsessed with a French witch. And I always have been, but like, it has now reached a point where I cannot understand it. It's not even part of my life, but I'm bothered by it and I don't understand it. And I think other people are obsessed with it too, like this guy.
Hey, Tom. You know, you got this French witch debacle. I don't know how you haven't thought about this over the years, but simply just hide the French witch, you know, in your pool shed, in an attic, somewhere, and then just, you'll love this part because you're lazy. You just wait. You don't do anything. And if she doesn't notice it for a while,
you're so mean.
You know, 2 to 3 months, now you have the green light to throw it away. And if she does happen to notice it, here's the fun part. You tell her you threw it away, and if she loses her mind and you think it's going to be a serious fight situation, you can say, I'm just joking. It's in the attic. It's in the pool shed. And now you've known how much it really cares about. But if she tells you she really doesn't care, she's like, it's fine. We probably should have gotten rid of it. Now you have the green light to throw it away for real. All right? Let's baby steps. Get that garage organized. All right? Be a man.
Wow. Be a man at the end.
This guy's aggressive. Here's the problem. My wife notices everything. I've been driving.
And they have that thing facing directly at their house inside the garage, as we saw.
Yeah, with a camera on it. Like
quarantine cribs.
I almost feel like the camera's not for the garage. It's just for the French witch.
I've been driving in my truck before, driving, and then my wife's like, whose hair tie is that? And then I'm like, what? And she's like, this. And she goes, and in my cup holder, there's a hair tie.
From
and
then, the woman I'm cheating on my wife with.
And then she's like,
totes busted.
Whose hair tie is and then under a receipt in, like, and then I'm like, I don't know. Whose hair tie is that? I have no idea what the hell
it's Ross's talking hair about. Tie.
Hair tie. And then she's like, you're cheating on me. Who's
oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
And then she'll notice everything. And she hears clocks that are ticking across
does
the goddamn
say,
house.
Did you hear that? Does she get home and she's like, did you hear, French witch? He's cheating on you. Because that would make it really crazy.
So she if I move the French witch, she'd see it. Also, it's 4 foot goddamn tall.
Yeah, it's big.
And it's two and a half foot wide. Where the hell am I going to put it?
Yeah.
Like, pilot, I mean, the damn thing is gigantic.
It's not collapsible.
It's not easily hidden somewhere. The thing is gigantic, and my wife notices every goddamn thing I do. My kids are screwed. There is no way that my sons are ever going to be able to get
sneak
away with
out.
Shit.
Yeah.
Because my wife is hyper-vigilant with everything.
Mm. Life finds a way, buddy. Guess what? Life finds a way.
Dude. Listen, I haven't found. I know I'm.
I haven't found a way.
Like, my sons are me. Like, they're never tricking my wife. Like, I couldn't get away with shit.
Yeah, they are you. 100%.
This guy didn't game plan any scenarios that don't favor his outcome, though. He didn't game plan where you hide it. She doesn't notice it for a month or two. You throw it away, and then she's like, "Where is it?" And okay, then you just say it's in the attic. No, she wants to see the fucking French witch, and now you're fucked. You've thrown this thing away. Yeah. She wants it back.
It's also not worth it. My God, that
right.
I feel like it means a lot to her, and I'm not saying get rid of it. I'm trying to find the reason that there's an obsession there.
Dude, I always, like, anytime I run into conflict with my wife, I think about all the shit she puts up with from me.
Correct.
And where does this rank in the term? Like,
poor Andrea.
You get drunk every fucking night. You're on weed edibles constantly. You probably can't.
But now you're doing it to me.
You probably leave some nice voicemails about it. Oh, you know what? Next week.
Don't
nice
interrupt me in the middle of it. You probably can't read to your kids either, and your wife puts up with all that. Your wife puts up with
all
that.
That is
well,
true.
They've aged out of me being able to read to them anymore. Luckily, they can read better than I can.
Daddy, can I read to you?
I let Macy read to me. That's true. I let her read to me because it's easy, and it's like it gets.
Why y'all bullshit? And I literally had to read fucking union contracts to my father as a child because he could not read.
Oh, man.
The BDM ex-con in the chat says, cheat on her with the French witch, then she'll get rid of it.
Let's go. Ride around with the French witch in your car and act like you'd like it. That's not a bad idea.
What is this straw in your ashtray? Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
My wife will, like, 2 weeks ago, she's like, where is Tommy's bathing suit string and the towel with the turtles on it that we had on our RV trip? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking
You're
about?
Like, who are you?
Speaking another language.
First, why are you even asking me? I don't know where anything is. Like, I don't know what they own. I don't know what I own. I couldn't tell you where shit is. Like, I ask you all the time and drive you crazy. And how do you even know that shit is missing? Like I wouldn't notice if Tommy's entire
Tommy was missing.
If you threw away all his clothes, I would be like, oh, this is my
Daddy, I don't have any clothes.
I don't know which clothes are which. Crystal knows all the. That's Max's shirt. That's his green Minecraft shirt. I'm like, how the hell do you remember that? Like,
that's all by size. Now me and my kids are all the same size. My wife can't tell shit about it. We all get each other's shirts all the time now.
Crystal knows which
she does.
Piece of clothing and socks is for Tommy and Max.
This is why women need to be in charge of everything.
Men
are idiots.
They are a lot more detail oriented for sure.
Yeah, we're strong, though.
That's true.
I tried running out in the street. We'll fuck.
I'll tell you what. I can't prove it because I didn't do
it.
But let's
dumb.
Just say I could have caught that dog in about 5 minutes. You know, I wouldn't have bloody feet either, you know?
Guess what? The dog wouldn't have run away if it was you.
Well, exactly, because the dog fucking likes me. Exactly. Maybe if you weren't such a bitch, the dog wouldn't run away from you.
And when I caught, I would kick it.
That's a good place to end. That's a good place to end. All right. That's from our core. That's from our true selves.
So, Ross, you got any shows coming up?
Check out the Orlando Talk Show with me, Ross McCoy, on your favorite podcast app. Look up the Orlando Talk Show. We just talked to local writer and promoter Sarah Kimbar. It was a really good show. And we got one coming out soon with Mo DeWitt. Good show with Mo DeWitt. We get into some legal stuff.
Awesome. Injured on the go, just call Mo.
And
it's the only time we've ever done it right.
Come see me at the Bullbush Wednesdays and first and third Saturday. This Saturday we got a show tomorrow. Doug McPherson guest hosting. He wanted to take a crack at hosting, so I might actually do a set. We'll see.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. So you get to hang out.
And we didn't have time for news, but one quick story for you. This is from June. I went through some old news. They caught the biggest python. The python hunt.
Yes.
Started up. They caught a 215-pound, 18-foot-long female Burmese python, dude. 122 eggs inside of her when they caught it.
215 feet?
215 pounds, 18 feet long.
18 feet, 215 pounds?
That is ridiculous.
215 pounds?
No, let's talk about this real quick. I looked into it this year. I was thinking about it, maybe going out in the swamp, shooting a fucking snake or something. Do you know how they want you to dispatch these snakes?
I do not.
The humane, preferred, I believe, legal method. They want you to stun it, like, electrically. Like, So, because what do you think? What do you think? You'd walk up with your fucking nine and shoot this thing in the head and watch it flop out, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I'm going to have a fucking rifle and a pistol. I'll dispatch a snake with a shot to the fucking head and watch it, like, writhe out in the grass. They want you to electrically stun it. And then while it's incapacitated on the ground, you take a screwdriver and insert it into the back of the skull of the snake.
Oh, Walking Dead style.
And then scramble the brains with a fucking screwdriver.
What?
And this is on the Florida Fish and Wildlife website. And they've got an illustrated diagram of how to go Google it. Look it up, dude. They want you to stun it and then scramble its brains with the screwdriver.
How is that more humane than just shooting it in the head?
So apparently, like, if I walk up with my fucking Glock and I pop this snake in the head, maybe I leave, like, half the brain intact, and it's still technically a live snake.
Oh, man. Then you got one of them low IQ snakes. They'll bite crazy.
Weird. Also,
go to the Florida Fish and Wildlife. Google this up. Just look at the brain scrambling illustration. It's
I'll find
awesome.
A video later tonight, and I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah. Send me the link when you do.
That's horrifying. It's also very slow.
Super Florida, y'all.
Very slow.
I fucking love this state.
Also, I'm very familiar with the Everglades. My pop-up had a place out there.
Yes, he did.
Grew up going out there. It's like...
Fucking Al Capone stairs. You own
it. I feel like... That the people that are hunting, you know, they're gathering these snakes around near the roads and it's like there's,
you know what's funny?
10,000 acres of snakes out there. You're fucking dropping the bucket.
You know the first thing I thought of?
All this scrambling you're doing is for nothing.
I know this sounds crazy, but the first thing I thought of was my dad saying, I ain't getting snake guts on my screwdriver. Like, he would be pissed as fuck. He's like, I'm not getting that shit on my screwdriver. Like, those are for screws, not for fucking snakes. Guns are for snakes.
Yeah.
Screwdrivers are for screws.
By the way, do not try to scramble a snake's brain with a Phillips head. You need a flathead for that.
Yeah, right.
There's a million square acres. acres of snakes out here. Like, this is not doing nothing.
Do not use your magnetic tip screwdriver. You'll leave that bit in the snake's brain. That is going to be a problem.
Also, once you
the ones that you give your daughter when she goes to college for hanging pictures.
Yeah, so she's got both sides.
Yeah.
Like, you electrocute it, and then it's sitting there, and then, like,
scramble its brain, Tom.
Yeah, but also, like, getting, like, I'm going to go now near its head.
Right.
Like, seems
with
like,
the tiniest instrument I can find.
Right. Yeah, this is nuts. They want you to, yeah, it's called pything.
Pything?
Pything, yeah. The python's brain to destroy the entire brain so that it doesn't regain consciousness.
Okay, well, how about this? Can you chop its head off and then scramble its brain?
Why not just chop its head off?
No, because the brain is intact, and that head can live for hours after the fact. And that's cruel.
What?
At that point, that's cruel to the snake.
Oh, yeah, no, you're
brain.
Right. That will fall. Yeah, that's what's going to. Exactly. The cruelty is what's going to take out a lot of these
things
we're saying.
What this is labeled as the humane method.
Right,
that's what they're saying.
Insert a small rod, a rigid metal tool like a screwdriver, spike, or pick, into the cranial cavity using deliberate multi-directional movement, ensuring destruction of the entire brain.
No. Get it up in there and you wiggle it until all the brain is
this
gone.
This is what's wrong with the government.
This is nuts.
I mean, what are we trying to do here? And we're trying to kill some goddamn snakes.
They want you to come at it from behind the head, too. So you like got to mount this snake. Like,
you got to sit on its back.
It's going through your legs, basically, and face it away
from
you.
Well, you stunned it.
You Lenny it with the fucking screwdriver.
Yeah. Also,
I don't think I'm that talented to stun it, number one.
Right. You're walking up on a snake with a fucking stun gun.
Or like a cattle prod.
Yeah, that's kind of
even that's like what 3 feet,
listen,
2.5.
I've got experience with Everglades dudes.
You do.
They're not following the rules. Yeah. No way. Like, they're drunk and drive. Yeah. Like, they're drunk and driving to the snake.
Well, in order to like get like the because it's a Florida Python challenge. You know that, right?
Right.
It's like a challenge.
Yeah. Biggest one and most weight.
So in order to even like be in the challenge, you have to do it the humane way.
Ah,
but I
fuck your challenge.
I think at the end of that page, like the last line or something, is like a South Park-esque. But if it's coming right at you.
In emergency.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Good story.
Sam, you got a semantics this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be recording Sunday with Jesse from the Fourth and Dirty podcast, which is a fantasy football podcast. He is our commissioner for our semantics fantasy football league, woo-hoo! As well as our friend Stevie will be joining us as well.
I love it.
Awesome.
Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm. She is wonderful.
She is. I haven't seen her in a minute.
Tune into the this BDM show this Monday. We got some stories for you. We decided we couldn't tell them on this show. We're going to hide them in the BDM
show.
That was
an 11th hour choice, too. We're like,
we also have the Tom Van 15-mile-per-hour challenge, which will be on tonight's ACT, you want to listen to it.
Yes, all the audio's on there.
The videos in the BDM group.
Tom was talking about beating kids on this show. Imagine what they say for the BDM.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're what? It'll blow your mind.
By the way, people were so convinced that I couldn't run the 50-mile. Like, I got the emails here.
I wasn't.
And they were like, no way you could do this. But why were they so convinced? It wasn't that hard.
I, for one, didn't know you owned shoes. I assumed this
and good ones, too.
A lot of comments on the shoes.
You know what? They're better than mine. And that kind of like clowns me. That makes me feel like, because I only wear
mud on them.
Yeah, but but they're good athletic shoes. Like, I don't have a pair of sneakers. I have Vans. I don't count those. Those are leisure shoes.
But to put this in perspective, shoe by shoe, per capita, shoe by shoe, what's your shoe budget versus his shoe budget? Of course he could get better shoes.
Right.
He bought one pair of shoes and it's fucking life.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I buy a lot of
you
shoes.
Have
yeah,
dozens of shoes, yeah, so you gotta spread your dollars out.
You're right.
I think I could run 15 in sandals. Because
is
it
that the next challenge?
I think I could do it.
Almost eight shit in sneakers. I don't think you should.
Do you
do it
think
in
you're
sandals.
Faster than my wife?
In sandals?
Bare feet. If both of you both ran bare feet.
Yeah, of course.
Do you think you could beat her? And then when you get to the end, you got to piss yourself.
I'll bet my life I'm faster than Andrew.
All right.
But pissing yourself is the tiebreaker. So if you guys tie, it's whoever pisses
quicker.
I mean,
he's done it here before.
It's hard to get going for me.
I got to strain. Give him a couple seconds. He's got to prime the pump.
Is it an unlimited time frame?
Yes.
Yes, I can do it then.
Oh, my God. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. We certainly do appreciate it. Ross, as always, good seeing you. I'm glad you had fun at the weekend. Is there anything else we need to plug?
That's it.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't publish that. It's mediocre.